You know what? I get up in the morning and I look around at the world around me. You know what I see? I see a world filled with poison. I see a world filled with venom. I see a world that got taken over by corporations. We don't have any choice left anymore. I see a world where people are being driven to the last notch. I see a world where fucking six-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to. That's what I see.
Fuck,
you know what? I'm sick of it. I don't want to see it anymore, and that's why it's got to start now.
I'm talking about the cult. I'm talking about getting together as a group and organizing. I'm talking about Deckers. I'm talking about vampires, flesh trippers, Ronin. I'm talking about the gargoyles. I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K. Why? Because I'm Sean Kennedy, and I'm the fucking man, and I'm the man who's going to bring a whole new system into being. I don't think it's time that we sit back and try to get it going on with another delegation system. I don't think democracy works. I think what we need is another king. I think what we need is we need something to be done. We need action to be taken. We need action to be taken just to protect ourselves, never mind anything else. When was the last time you thought your neighbors actually gave a shit about you? Well, what if the online community actually got together, actually got organized? That's right, the kind of shit that the CIA's been fucking afraid of for years. Whenever a hacker pops up, they're a super terrorist! You think that's good? You think that's the way to go? I don't think so, Holmes. I don't think that's what you want. I don't think you want to be taken away to some fucking jail cell somewhere and locked away, having all your rights realized to be gone, and nothing but a piece of paper that was long since forgotten anyway. You think that's what you want? No, it's not what you want. You want to be real. You'd like to be part of a community. You'd like to be somewhere where people actually give a shit about you, and that's exactly what we're gonna do, because I am sick of fucking death of all the crap that's been going on in the world. I am sick to death of just ranting and doing nothing about it. The time has come to get organized, and that time is now. If you want more information about cult, you want to get involved, email me at kennedy@rantradio.com, and I'll set you right the fuck up. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
If you would like to email death threats or send mail bombs to anyone you're listening to tonight on What the Hell, email us at info@rantradio.com or send explosive charges to Box 256, Fort Langley, BC, Canada, V0X1J0, or bother me on ICQ number 51558. Cash or refrigerables greatly appreciated.
When are you going to die?
The What the Hell show is not supported by Money Back Guarantee, since you didn't pay anything for it. Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes is purely because we rip them off. Originality of product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd conduct is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name-calling by the members of our esteemed panel or random layabouts we picked up off the street. Music played on the show may be not of prurient interest to anyone, and you may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass out. By the time you regain consciousness, the song will be over. Do not operate heavy machinery while thinking about the show, let alone listening to it.
Sound system ready? Toll-free line operational?
We've got a dial tone.
Projectile vomit, man. Bucket on standby.
That's a check.
Dak, have you got a gross hospital story ready?
Ready to go.
Crystal, grab 2 12-packs of Dr. Pepper out of the fridge.
You betcha.
Video camera. Is the video camera rolling?
Up and running.
Have we spammed everyone on ICQ? Is it working?
No problem.
Broadcast feed ready to go? Is WinApp geared up?
That's a check.
Anybody in the IRC yet? Damn, Netflix. Everybody got their headphones?
Standard time, and it's the show you've been waiting 6 days and 22 hours to listen to. What the Hell on Rant Radio. Check us out on the web at www.rantradio.com. You can chat with us on the IRC and the Dialnet service in the Rant Radio channel, or click on chat on our webpage. You can give us a call toll free. Write this number down. 1-877-SAY-RANT. That's 1-877-729-7268, and chat with us live on air. If you want to be reminded of the show each week and keep up to date, ICQ me at 51558. And now for the host of the show, me, Sumerian.
The writing's on the wall, but if your mind neglects it, some of you might fall.
Good
evening, and welcome back to What the Hell.
What the Hell.
That's what right. the Hell.
What the Hell.
Wow, do we ever sound like we're a bunch of sedate motherfuckers? Like, oh, what the hell.
Well, as I said, I am hungover this week.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I was actually hungover a little bit this morning, but I had to go to church, and that upset me more than anything else, I think. That's probably
hungover at church?
You had to be hungover in church?
Well, it wasn't bad, actually, because I sat there
in
and thought
the Holy House.
I thought about Mecca all the time I was there. I said, no, there's good people there. It's just,
they understand trouble you're going through.
They understand. I'm
they give you
there.
A soft shoulder to cry on.
I'd love to show up like heavily tattooed, you know, in the smoke. Half fucking chair. Looking all Sid Vicious, sitting in the corner.
They'll go, everyone is welcome.
Everyone is welcome. Can I have a black cup of coffee, please? Fuck, it'd be so sweet.
Refreshments are after the service.
It'd be sexy. I just want to sit down in this comfy chair for a minute. Don't mind me.
Well, it's April 16th, 2000, week number 68 of What the Hell?
IRC.
And it's the stupidity you've been waiting 6 days and 22 hours.
Have we actually been doing this stupidity for 68 weeks?
Yeah.
68 weeks.
Yeah. Show 100 is going to be just kicking.
We're like, we've been around since the 90s.
Whoa.
We've been doing the fucking internet, but like, we can say, like, now we're in the year 2000, we can actually say we've been into computers since the mid-90s. So fuck you little 12-year-old with your little, you know, corn bashing. Go run through a wall.
Oh, zombie. Somebody just brought up zombie. That was not him last week. That was somebody impersonating him. I thought it was a little out of character, a little too brash for zombie.
What was zombie doing?
Remember, he was going that, you know, that
thing?
Whole thing. Don't say it!
Oh.
Don't say it. Yeah, it wasn't him.
You said the word to the Knights of Knee. Come on here.
Whatever. Fuck, who cares?
Yeah, but it wasn't him, so apologies to him. I discussed it in the ITQ with him, and everything's okay now.
So it wasn't him.
It wasn't him. It was somebody impersonating him.
Well, he's still a prick anyway, though.
Well, not a tolerable prick. One we can make fun of, and he can come back, and we'll make
sure
fun of some more.
Okay.
So who's this other moron that was basically sinking so long as to impersonate Lieutenant Major Zombie?
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, look, we make fun of Lieutenant Major Zombie, but holy
the guy
cow,
who pretends to be
I want to be Lieutenant Major Zombie? Wow.
I
envision myself being someone who jerks off in my own feces and rolls around in broken glass.
No way.
Really, in that order.
What a
zombie impersonator, lame.
Like, how do you spell lame? We should have like the worst imaginable. Like, what's the lowest? How to be lame?
Impersonate Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Wow, I'm a shit taster, and I impersonate. Brenner, don't say that word again.
Spongy.
Did somebody say it?
He's wondering what the hell it was.
Oh, okay.
Like,
don't say it.
Don't say it. Just let it all go.
Okay. This week we got something very special. If they phone in. I don't know if they'll phone in, but it'll be cool if they do.
Okay.
Here? I just want to say this first, just so we can get it out of the way so people are prepared, because it might come up while we're doing something right in the middle. We're doing an interview with the people from Mech Apps, and I'm going to put that on the IRC right now. There we go. MECHAPS. They're building a giant mech robot, and there's a webpage. Go check it out. Put together some questions for them. If you have any questions, we're going to do a live interview at about 9:30 with them. If they call in, they said they would, but who cares? Doesn't matter.
They don't. It'll be a lot of fun.
We've been
I ran across their website when I was going to one of my many checks for the cult webpage, which we'll get to that in a little bit.
Cult.rantTV.com.
Which is cult.rantTV.com.
Okay,
that's part of cult news.
That's
which
right.
Which I'll bring out
later. We're going to go around the room before we go too nuts and get on the camera.
Okay, starting on the camera, walking briskly
towards the camera
is Sumerian without staples. He is sans staples, stapleless, staple-free, no staples.
I kind of like the slash throat look.
That was 99% less iron. Now with less staples.
Hi, boys and girls, it's your
Uncle Dak.
Notice
how he doesn't have a giant fucking goiter in his neck anymore?
Hi.
There's Uncle Dak. Moving over to our new person in the show tonight, it's Kadass. Hey, Cat-Ass, how you doing? And then over to me, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man in the house. How you all doing out there? Yay, isn't it so nice? Oh, my God. How long am I going to do this?
I have absolutely no idea. Medic saying hello.
Ronan Medic, over to the ever sexy. Oh, you know it's good. Play with your hat. Play with your hair. Do it. Play it. Play with the hat. That's her arm. That's really her arm. She's that hairy. That was awesome. That was so good. You have to put that up on the way. Her arm, this big fucking hairy arm. Oh, yeah, that was fucking mighty. Girl on the left with the hairy arm.
Yeah,
she's
from East Jersey.
East Jersey girl, built like Popeye.
Girl on the left, you've been working.
I can and will get my revenge.
Somewhere you will die. And then over to Enki, Hunga Enki, in the house.
Dirty deeds done dirt. Well, actually pretty pricey.
Who will put things in your bum. And then we have...
You should be so lucky.
Oh!
Oh! And then we have slowly trying to make his way onto Rant Radio. 200% sexy. Projectile vomit man. Looking very Warren Zevon.
Are you ready for it?
Are you ready for this?
We're ready.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah,
I don't think you're ready for it.
Oh, puke on me. Puke on me, do it. That's in my size up.
Technicolor
dream.
That's
all you get for now.
Technicolor dream.
All righty then. We're coming right along.
I'm such a tease.
You are, though. Oh. You are. Oh, and I'm spent. Okay, so, here we go. Moving right along.
It is...
We have... going through the MIRs. Oh, we have...
Is Quote.
We have Prophet Quoth.
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 Quoth. Quoth the Raven, nevermore.
Quoth the Raven. And coming down the MRC. Wow, is it a packed house tonight?
My God, did anybody not show up?
Brent R. Buck X. We have Caffeine High. Don't know if you're new.
No, he's not.
We have Flesh Whore. Wow, is that a Cenobite name or is that
Flesh
a Cenobite
Whore?
Name? Flesh Whore, yeah. Floater Smokehouse, which I have some news for you in cult news tonight. And we have F. Flesh Triple Rooster, Rubber Rooster. Good to see ya. Gargoyle Capone X, very good to see you. Always a pleasure. Mr. Gargoyle, Mr. Echo.
Mr. Echo's been doing a lot of work.
Has he?
Yeah.
Well done him. For Rant Radio or for Cult?
Rant Radio.
Atta boy.
Sorry, Cult, Rant Radio.
We're all in bed together.
Mr. Echo's been kind of like your little computer bitch. He's running around.
We're whoring him out.
Good stuff, man.
Oh,
he's been doing a lot of great shit. Then we got Hungan Midget. Always good to see you. Glad you're back. Missed you last week. And Baloo. Max Icon DF.
CF. He's actually from here in BC.
Is he?
Fort St. John's, I think he said. No, that's not BC. Somewhere.
Fort St. John.
Fort
St.
John,
my Lord.
Somewhere.
BC? You have my sympathies. I worked up there for 2 years.
Mindless Self-Indulgence. OX64. Prophet Fork. Prophet Scribe and Prophet Shazbork. Yeah, you know they're the solid ones. They're the Prophet Clan hanging out big time. Ronan Sariat, always glad you're there. We always need Ronan Sariat. Ronan Sariat's on Spec Ops mission, so he's coming to us via satellite.
Right, okay.
There were some problems that Ronan Sariat needed to handle within the cult circle.
I mean the webcam's down?
The webcam is not down. Shut your mouth.
There's five people looking at the webcam. Yep. There it is. What are you talking about?
Who's that underneath Ronan Sariat?
Watts. New person.
And
welcome, Watts.
Godlike. So, to start it all off, everyone who's new, everyone who's tuned in for the first time, you want to get in on the fun? You want to get in on the cult? That's right. Email me, Kennedy@rantradio.com.
Okay, here's what cult's all about.
You know what? I get up in the morning and I look around at the world around me. You know what I see? I see a world filled with poison. I see a world filled with venom. I see a world that got taken over by corporations. We don't have any choice left anymore. I see a world where people are being driven to the last notch. I see a world where fucking six-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to. That's what I see. You know what? I'm sick of it. I don't want to see it anymore, and that's why it's got to start.
Now. I'm talking about the cult. I'm talking about getting together as a group and organizing. I'm talking about Deckers. I'm talking about vampires, flesh trippers, Ronin. I'm talking about the gargoyles. I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K. Why? Because I'm Sean Kennedy and I'm the fucking man and I'm the man who's going to bring a whole system into being. I don't think at the time
we sit back
and try to get it going on with another delegation system. I don't think democracy works. I think what we need is another king. I think what we need something to be done. We need action to be taken. We need action to be taken just to protect ourselves, never mind anything else. When was the last time you thought your neighbors actually gave a shit about you? Well, what if the online community actually got organized. That's right, the kind of shit that the CIA's been fucking afraid of for years. Whenever a hacker pops up, they're a super terrorist! You think that's good? You think that's the way to go? I don't think so, Holmes. I don't think that's what you want. I don't think you want to be taken away to some fucking jail cell somewhere and locked away, have all your rights realized to be gone, and nothing but a piece of paper that was long since forgotten anyway. You think that's what you want? No, it's not what
you want. You want to be real. You'd like to be part of a community. You'd like to be somewhere where people actually give a shit about you, and that's exactly what we're going to do, because I am sick of fucking death of all the crap that's been going on in the world. I am sick to death of just ranting and doing nothing about it. The time has come to get organized, and that time is now. If you want more information about CULP, you want to get involved, email me at kennedy@rantradio.com, and I'll set you right the fuck up. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You're listening to the What the Hell Show, and those sick individuals we call DJs on Rant Radio.
All right, we're back.
Are we back?
We're back. And we're on the phone right now. We have people for, the good people from Mech Apps, and there's their website on the IRC. You can go check them out. And we're going to do a little interview with them coming up in a couple minutes here.
Isn't this technically the first real Rant Radio interview?
This is the first one, and I'm actually looking to do one every week. We're going to contact somebody from a web page of our choice and do an interview with them, because they have an interesting website. And we'll just talk about their website. And it's just something cool to do. I think it'll work out really well.
My God.
Since we've got the 1-800 number, and it costs almost nothing, right?
The show is expanding.
Expanding in new, strange directions.
I'm frightened.
It's called up. It's amazing.
And I think it'll be nothing but a good thing for the show. And if they suck, we'll hang up on them.
There you go.
And, yeah. Horrible connection now. Downloading. Downloading what? What are you doing? How much is a 1-800 number anyhow? It's about 8 cents a minute that we're paying, so it's a very, very good price. Nothing
and that's 8 cents a minute we're paying.
Yeah,
not
Canadian.
You.
Not you. Can eat the cost.
Yeah, that's right.
And the pass the savings on to the Rant Radio listeners.
The savings, yeah. We won't be billing you anymore for this 1-800 number. Well, they used to have to phone in, right? And you cost them about 10 cents a minute, so they were kind of scared
unless
to phone in and stuff.
Unless they're calling from a payphone in Edmonton. But, oh.
Sean.
Anytime you're ready.
Anytime you're ready.
Anytime you're
ready. We'll get into it. Okay. Here we are. We're going to do the interview with the people from Mech Apps, www.mechapps, and they are building a mecha robot. And
a 25-foot tall.
25-foot tall.
25-foot tall robot.
So it should be quite interesting.
This is why isn't Eva.
So they're very influenced by anime and stuff like that. Yeah, just put it on speakerphone there.
Okay.
Just press that and hold the mic up to it. And
can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Yes, we can.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, just to give a bit more of a, so let people understand what's going on, they want to go to a website called www.mecha, or mechapps.com.
mechapps.com.
mechapps.com. Don't listen to me. I'm a fellow.
Went the microphone.
Oh,
there we go.
Here we go. Is that, are we getting
Speak again.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, good, good, good. Just make sure we got our sound levels all good. So let's see now. What are we talking about when we talk about, like, when people are saying, what is Mech Apps? What exactly is it that you're doing?
What is Mech Apps? Okay, basically...
Is your mic on?
A hybrid cross, somewhere along the lines of BattleTech meets anime. Specifically making it come to life. Anime usually goes a little bigger, BattleTech probably a little smaller, but somewhere in the range of 25 to 35 feet tall, big freaking robot. That's what we're aiming for.
So let's be totally serious here. You're actually building a mech.
That is correct.
Wow. Now, understandably, that's going to be a pretty major feat. We've got some questions here concerning this. Like some very simple ones, which I'm sure you guys have probably dealt with, is what kind of power source are you using? Like in Robotech and all that, they use protoculture. But what are you guys using as a power source?
Of course, our access to protoculture is a little bit limited.
The SDF didn't quite come down yet, but we hope it does on Quebec. It'd be really handy.
Basically, to keep everything pretty conventional and simplistic and therefore doable, we're starting out with a 396 V8 Gran Torino engine, which is pretty damn big. No nuclear power plants yet, but maybe we'll get that in there later.
Well, nuclear fusion is a little bit easy to come by without, you know, going down to the local 7-Eleven. Now, using this car engine, how exactly is that interface going to work between a car engine, which is usually like turning like one way around, and making legs walk?
Okay, basically the majority of the leg propulsion, rather than having it separate, like a human being would have separate muscles moving it around, there is an actual mechanical walking mechanism that is built into it. Basically, it steps forward, lifts its leg, And then the other side does exactly the same thing at 180 degrees offset. So when one leg is stepping down, the other one is stepping up.
I see. Okay. Okay. Is this not totally, like, from what I'm imagining in my head here, is this kind of like one of those little wind-up things that you had when you were a kid, you know, the things you wind up and it sort of walks like that? Is that sort of what we're talking about here?
I suppose you could do the same thing. That's more or less what I've got with the active model right now. If I can ever locate the stupid Lego engine that I have, it would walk on its own.
It was God, maybe it got up and walked away. That's probably what happened. You make a little Lego thing, it walks. It's going to leave you. It's trying to be free. Now, the next question we got for you here is, if you are using that car engine, how much, like, using that same style of walking, how much control over the legs do you have? Like, will this thing be able to kick? Will it be able to run, change its stance of its feet, that sort of thing?
With our current design, it can change the stance of its feet. It can actually lean sideways and hold a lean. It can step forward with the fully modified design, which we don't have in place yet. It will be able to turn, or rather stand on one leg, turn 90 degrees either direction, and basically do a direct 90-degree turn. It can, while it's running, do a gradual turn by shortening one of the legs. And basically, that more or less covers that thing.
Okay, what are you making the legs out of? Like, the actual construction itself? Like, some people, when they think of a mech, they always think of, you know, space-age alloys, that kind of a thing. But what are you guys using?
Right, we're starting with straight steel I-beam. We may actually move to a style of steel I-beam by the name of T1. If memory serves correct, it contains a lot of titanium, which allows it quite a bit of flexibility. Although the I-beams we're starting with are about 2,400 pounds if we go for the larger variety, and they're pretty big. They're 12 inches across and 12 inches deep, and they have about 1-inch solid steel. So anything short of a battleship landing on top of it should be able to hold up.
We got a question here from Gargoyle Capone X. How do you compensate for equilibrium?
We actually have, I had initially considered using a mechanical gyroscope to use for balance. I consider that very much out of our league, in as much as using hydraulics and things like that to control it. We have an electronic gyroscope, which will be similar to that found in model airplanes and model helicopters. It's relatively inexpensive, it's a proven method, and for maybe $300 or $400, we've got a total balancing mechanism.
Well, that seems to be pretty frugal. And
how much is the gyroscope going to weigh?
How much is your gyroscope going to weigh?
The actual gyroscope is nothing, or actually it's a system of gyroscopes, three of them in an array. They're one-dimensional and handheld, so they're pretty small.
Okay, since you're making the legs out of steel, do you have a sort of an estimated weight of what this mech is going to be basically weighing?
Basically, like I stated, the legs are 2,400 pounds for the larger variety. We can actually get that down to about 1,300 pounds. The engine itself weighs about 550 pounds, and steel piping for the top, depending on how we do the chest torso area, is probably going to be in the range of about a ton.
So just to sum that all up, what's our total, including pilot, weight going to be?
Depending on how fat your pilot is, somewhere in the range of 2 or 3 tons.
So it's only going to be about 2 or 3 tons.
That's
okay.
A big pilot.
That's pretty much. Okay.
The skeletal frame. We can, of course, weigh it down with other things.
Naturally, we have to have this thing bristling with guns. That's the idea. We have to have this thing bristling with weaponry. God damn it. Let's strap it on there.
As appears to be a very common quote to us via email, blow shit up. Yes.
Well, because it's important. We have to blow shit up. Now, the other ideas we got going on here is, being as when I'm imagining this, now you must understand that my understanding of this is a little bit crude. So, like, how is this vehicle, because of the way it's walking mechanism, it shortens its stride and stuff. How does it handle things like uneven ground or soft ground or say heavy wind, that kind of a thing? How does it compensate for that?
Last I checked, heavy wind wouldn't do much to 3 tons, and if it is, well, you got other problems.
This is very true.
Keeping us on level ground, the feet are actually arranged on hope I don't run over you guys here, a trigonal planar type mechanism, which means you have two pistons in the front and one in the back, which are attaching the foot to the lower limb. And also, there is another piston which can lengthen and shorten the leg. Basically, what this does is allow us the ankle to rotate around in a similar fashion to a human being.
Well, that's rather wild. So you're actually kind of modeling this thing off of existing human, after the existing human skeleton.
Yes, our objective is actually to have a human bipedal style robot.
Awesome. Have you guys looked at any arm actuation or for, you know, doing mecha sudai, any of that kind of stuff?
Actually, the armature, the arm mechanism is going to have to be fairly articulated, so that has been more or less left open. The person who's probably done the most on that is not present. He is our software engineer. He started working on the control mechanism for it, so he'd be the best person to ask. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot on that.
Who's all on your team? Like, who's all involved with this project?
Oh, goodness. Well, I think we've got at least 6 or 10 people listed on the site. We've got people from all over the place giving us information, help assistance in general. Our most recent addition has been a guy by the name of Marco Heist, I believe, and he's located in South Africa. I think he's our most geographically deviant member.
Geographically deviant. Wow, that sounds awesome. Okay, what about, what's your total cost? Like, what do you suppose one of these would cost to produce? And if so, what's a retail value for the home consumer who may want to purchase one for future use?
Actually, from what we're looking at right now, not spending a lot of money on extremely articulated arms, which are going to be almost T-Rex-ish, more or less from the design. It doesn't need to exactly do pull-ups, since your arms can be pretty small. If you don't spend too much on that, and you don't really put a lot into sensor equipment, et cetera, you could probably build one of these for about $10,000 in raw materials.
$10,000?
Sweet! Okay, let's get down to the dirty little details here. How quick can this, what's the top speed on this bad boy? Let's say I got my 3-ton mecha, ultralight mech, without armor. Right? That's its dry weight now, and that's without load, because I'm sure we could probably crank this bitch up to about 10 tons.
Yeah, we could actually get it down to about 1.5, too, so we've got quite a bit of variance here.
Right on. So what's our top speed?
Depending on your application, speed isn't necessarily going to be useful. However, just for the sheer fun of it, I'm guessing somewhere around 160 miles an hour. We could probably actually go faster than that, although I wouldn't want to be in anything going over 160, especially something I personally built.
Absolutely.
Honestly, in advertising.
Who exactly is going to be the pilot for the world's first mecha application test pilot? Who's the guy who signed up for that?
We've got more or less an open ballot for that.
Yeah, I bet.
So
drawing straws?
No one stepped forward to be the world's first mecha test pilot.
Plenty of volunteers. Actually, the person who initially started this was by the name of Coulter Malfi. He may wind up being our first pilot.
Wow, that'd be... I mean, that's something to put in the books, you know what I mean?
So, as everybody else was quoting it, victim.
Yeah.
That's a Darwin Award waiting to happen.
Darwin Award, indeed.
What happens when an SDC structure crawls aboard an MDC explosion? Okay.
What kind of range are we talking for the for this particular...
Yeah, what's our range, operating range, like your mileage, so to speak?
Well, depending on the amount of gas mileage you put in it, I've got, as you've probably seen on the site, a whole bunch of really pathetic 924 Porsches, and they get about 40 miles a gallon. And depending on how we tweak this thing out, you could go quite a bit of distance, especially if you're going at speed. It actually has an adjustable gain. The only real target we have for operating time is the DARPA's EHPA proposal, which specifies between 4 to 24 hours. So I think we could easily go over that. I mean, you can drive a car overnight, so...
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Now, if you're going 160 miles per hour, how fast can this thing stop? Like, how much space does it need to come to a halt? Say, if it doesn't, say, run through a schoolhouse.
Okay, I guess getting over the whole idea of a whole big space to run in, nothing in the way, which is no fun, but anyways, you have a couple of ways to slow down. We can use decompression in the feet, mechanical decompression, also adjusting the gait itself. The way it works, when you speed up, you don't actually increase the phase. In other words, the footfalls are always at a repeated rate. All they do is expand in distance. So slowing down really just consists of, other than your inertia pulling you forwards, it merely consists of shortening up the steps.
So bottom line, say it's doing 60 miles per hour, how much space does it need to stop?
Oh, goodness. Including the disc brakes on the knees, I think we could stop well short of what a car could.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, what's the end height of this bad boy?
I'm sorry, can you please repeat that?
Sorry, like, how tall is this thing going to be?
Oh, we'd like to give it about 25 feet. It looks like it's going to be about 30, no more than 35.
Okay, okay.
In the anime-style flared head and everything.
Awesome. Got to have that. I mean, you got to have LCF. Look cool factor is very, very high.
Oh, yes. I mean, if you're going to be terrorizing, in the words of Otto, if you're going to be terrorizing third world countries, you might as well get it nice and visual.
That's very true. Very true. Now, the other question we have, which everybody wants to know, is what happens when this bad boy, all 3 or 4 tons of it, thunders in? What happens when it falls down? Will it be able to get back up?
Knocking it down is actually going to be pretty difficult, assuming you can knock it down. Getting back up is going to consist in the articulation of the arms. In my experience with mechanics in general, having a spine is a very bad idea, although it does allow you to lean forward.
I find that mostly with women as well.
You can actually get around that by a couple of things.
Alcohol helps. Oh, do you mean the mecha? Oh, okay, carry on.
Yes, the mecha can actually do the splits, at least ideally, using something similar to the CV joint on a vehicle, a normal car.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. So, yes, it can get up when it falls?
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, it can get up when it falls down?
Yes, yes. As far as forward to backward, arms or similarly articulated limb can be used to push it forwards, back to an upright position, and then legs, adjusting it to a sort of split to standing up style position.
Okay, Bren R., we got a question in the IRC here. What drives the, Bren R. asks us, what drives the hydraulic pump? Does it run off the engine crank, or is there a backup hydraulic system?
We're actually probably going to use a combination, depending on the amount of hydraulics needed. For anything really high speed on hydraulics, we're probably going to use a charge-based setup, which is where you basically have like a shotgun shell that goes off, which causes a massive expansion in the system for like a cutting claw. For the rest of the pneumatics in the system, most of that should be taken care of sufficiently by the engine. If that is, if we need more power there, we can very easily add a smaller engine to it.
Well, we're getting a huge response in AMRC. People here are loving this. They're eating this shit up. If they want to know more, they want to comment, or perhaps they want to get into your site and help, or help out by sending donations or something like that, where do they go? What do they do?
We actually have a message board if you're interested in posting opinions. If you want to make a donation, you can send your credit card number too. Actually, we've got an email address on site. We have actually had people solicit us for donations. If you'd like to, you certainly can, and we'll probably wind up putting your name on the mech somewhere. So.
Well, that'd be pretty sweet. Get your name on the world's first mecha. And what is it, do you guys get anything if you send in cash? Like, do you give out a T-shirt or a sweatshirt or something like that?
We do actually have T-shirts that we're putting up on eBay. We've got, in fact, they're sitting here behind Otto. They have the standard MPS logo with the site name and it says Mechanized Propulsion Systems. We wouldn't have any problem sending somebody a shirt if they were nice enough to send us a donation.
Okay, and what's the minimum donation?
Minimum donation, jeez. Really? I don't think we have a minimum. I mean,
I'm going to give you a minimum right now. They get $50 minimum. If you want a shirt, they got to send you $50.
$50, okay.
That's how that shit works.
If nothing else, it's on eBay.
Absolutely, and you can either go through eBay and fight with all the other little crack whores, or you can get it directly and get your name on the goddamn mech, which is the idea. Now, final question here. We got a last question here. And this is crowd control? What do you like, crack? How are you going to use this thing for crowd control? Is it going to march on people or what? I'm just wondering, because you said you could use it in crowd control. I'm just wondering, what was your idea there?
I will not attempt to defend the psychotic decisions of most of the people capable of typing on a computer. However, some members of our organization have seen many, many uses for this, one of which I suppose could be crowd control. I would guess the whole wetting your pants when seeing something large as opposed to coming over the horizon would be pretty good for crowd control. I think that would break up most riots. You could arm it with similar things to similar to normal crowd control, i.e. a fire hydrant style water cannon, rubber bullets, tear gas, whatever you would need in general.
Are you going to mount, like, a laser on its head? Because it needs a laser on its head, just like the one in Iron Giant. Did you see Iron Giant?
No, actually I did not. However,
you have to see Iron Giant. If you're building a mecha, it has to, and somewhere there must be a sound bite hooked up through massive fake speakers on this thing that makes it say Superman. You have to have that. It'll be fucking amazing. People want that. It's what they want. Okay. You know, you guys have been absolutely great. Thanks so much for giving us the time for the interview. I'll be really honest with you personally, I think you guys are fucking mental and you're all sucking off the same crack pipe. I don't think you got a prayer, but you know what? I give you the biggest salute in the world for doing it, man. I really do. I think it's amazing that you guys are trying this and you're going so hard into it. You got all your photos up there. You've got a design. More power to you, absolutely.
Well, we definitely appreciate everybody's support, and hopefully I'll get the chance to prove you wrong on that.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Just don't show up at my house, because I'd hate to get that pants-wetting thing, you know, on. It'll ruin my image.
And
so.
If you have a car, I think we've got a list of things we're going to step on.
Outstanding. Okay, well, do us a favor. Say what the hell.
All right. What the hell.
All right, thanks.
I'm just going to put you back on here.
Let's press the top one.
Talk?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Well, that was our interview with people from Mech Apps, and you can go to their webpage, www.mechapps.com. And I think that went very well. And we're going to try and do these interviews in the future with other interesting people on the Internet. And we're going to seek them out. And if any of you out there have some crazy, strange people with weird ideas that nobody's ever tried before, just send it to me, ICQ number 51558. And
I'm a big anime fan. I'm not a big mech type anime fan, but
yeah.
Damn. I mean, like, forget even getting a car. I want one of those too.
10 grand.
You walk up
me.
The SFU hill.
$10,000,
yeah.
I do it just across the bridge.
I do it just across the bridge. Look at me. Look at my wingspan. It is huge. I will destroy you all. It would be amazing. A lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to play. What do you think of this?
You're
just blown away by the whole thing, huh, Dak?
No, I'm just going to have to chew the hole in my tongue and just keep quiet on the whole thing.
Yeah, you're a little bit skeptical, are you? A little bit, not more than a little. Okay, just bite your tongue. Sit there and bite your tongue.
Just sit there and be quiet.
Okay, being skeptical is fine, but you have to.
I know Sir Isaac Newton's taken a bit of a beating the last 100 years or so, but some things remain constant.
I have to say, I just had one image when he was telling me that. It came very early on, and I kept quiet on it, but I do have to mention it. When that thing does fall over, can you imagine what happens when the pilot is sitting in the chair,
Jack,
going at 160 miles an hour, going crunch.
Yep. I believe the astronauts had a phrase for this. It was called spam in a can.
Uh-oh, Lieutenant Major Zombie is here.
Yes, and Lieutenant Major Zombie apparently was abused and poorly treated last week.
That's right. It doesn't show his proper IP address that Lieutenant Major Zombie said that we are supposed to check against him, so it may be the impersonator again. So, be prepared to have him kicked.
I'd like to add one more thing to the Mech PS thing. I just did the math in my head, so I might be wrong. But if you're sitting on top of a 30-foot tall thing and it falls over on the side, it's doing 50 kilometers an hour at the point where you hit the ground.
Yeah.
That's bad news.
Well,
and ever been in a pickup truck when you have a frame-on-frame impact with another pickup truck? It's going to be something like that.
Five pages of waivers for this pilot, I'm sure.
But who? Oh, Tarek's back, and he's typing all kinds of Jewiger shit in there. I think somebody should kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, keep talking, Tarek. Please talking, Tarek, because we have our WetWorks associate in your area, and we're triangulating your sorry ass now.
Okay.
Somebody get us Tarek's IP, will you?
Tarek? It's a whole large thing. Morristown-03, blah, blah, blah. He's in New Jersey.
He's in New Jersey.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, I remember it from him last week. It was like, New Jersey, yeah. Big surprise.
So, in any case, we are not dedicating any time to this bullshit. Okay,
yeah,
so, whatever. Right along. Those were the guys from Mech Apps, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, you know I think I mean? So. They're very serious about it.
They're very serious about it. Again, they're smoking crack every last one. But hey,
that's great.
I think it's
makes
great.
For a good interview.
Makes for a good interview, and the first Darwin Award that's handed out, I'll be right there.
Shake their hand.
Absolutely, because the first guy who died, I mean, there's a trivia question. Who was the first, what was the name of the first guy who died?
Even if they build it and it takes a step, that's pretty cool.
A first walking robot, that's all you got to do.
Actually, as cool as it sounds, I still think Mechasaurus basically could probably take it.
Well, that's on wheels, right? That's on wheels. It's not legs.
Mechasaurus
that's
isn't.
Not really fair.
Yeah.
But it's got a flamethrower.
Who wants to? Somebody. I'm going to put somebody in charge of kicking people. Who was it last week?
Oh, his IP address is 12.
It was Bren R.
Bren R was the guy who helped us out.
Bren R was basically our hitman. I think Bren R should once again have the duty.
Bren R, kick anybody's ass who says the bad word. Yeah. So we've got a listener in Bosnia. And
John.
Yeah, John from Bosnia.
John from Bosnia. You know he's the fucking holy man.
Oh, yeah, he is the holy man. And he has sent us something to play on the air. He's got a little bit of a rant or a peeve, or he didn't know what to classify it as, but
Let's just hear it anyway.
Hear it anyway, and I think he's got a little bit of an intro, I have to say.
And this got sent to us all the way from Bosnia.
That's right. He tries to listen every morning. It's like at 5 in the morning over there, so he's pretty dedicated to listen to this crap.
For
at
a
5
bunch
in
of
the morning.
Crack smokers over here. Look at that.
Okay, it says, call it rant, call it bitching, whatever, it feels good. Here's my first rant, but it's missing something. Music. I think Cohen's Everybody Knows would be perfect, but I can't find it. I tore the whole station apart to no avail. Then I tried thinking of another tune would fit, but the only thing I'd hear in my head was Cohen. So I'll leave it to the expert, that's you guys, to either put an appropriate melody behind this or leave it as is or just hit delete from John in Bosnia.
Now understand that we do not put music behind your rant.
We just don't do this kind of thing.
The reason why we did this is because this guy was from Bosnia and he's in a war state. If you're in a war state and you send it to us without music, we won't do it again. Unless you're John from Bosnia.
Yep,
even
he's
still,
the man.
Even still, okay, because we don't do this shit.
But
we're
for
not
him,
mix down your rants. Don't fucking bother.
For him, I dug up Leonard Cohen, Everybody Knows.
Actually, I should mention the main reason we don't normally do that kind of thing is because we're fucking lazy.
True.
No, it's not
very
so much
true.
We're lazy, but have you seen the cult webpage yet? Incidentally, after this, we have to do cult news.
We'll do that after? Okay.
We'll do it after.
Sure.
I have a rant, by the way.
We will. Okay, we got lots of stuff.
Fucking too much stuff.
Shut your mouth.
Okay, I'm going to turn up in here until it feeds back, and then I'm going to go play the thing. Here it is. John from Bosnia.
My friends call me Balkans John because that's where I am. I've been all over the place. Hungary, Croatia, Macedonia, even Kosovo. Right now my home is a plywood hut in a less fashionable corner of Bosnia. It's not a good place to be, but I'm not bitching about that. What does piss me off is when I'm talking to someone back in Western Europe or someone back in Britain or America, and they say, Bosnia, oh, I know what that's like, and then ramble on about the 2 weeks they spent in Alabama sleeping in a tent with the National Guard. The time they went camping and it rained all week. I know how you feel, man. I was in Korea. It sucked. Look, if you're here, if you've been here, you know what it's like. Otherwise, you don't know what's going on or how it is here. I know guys who were in Somalia, the Gulf, even World War II, but I don't know what it was like there. This place is nothing compared to what those guys went through, and I'd never try and convince them otherwise. So do me a favor and don't try and relate. We don't want your sympathy. Just connect my call or answer my email and don't waste my time. My name's John. I'm in the Balkans. Unless you've been here, you don't know what it's like, and I hope you never do.
Everybody wants. Chocolate, there's no dogs and rules. Everybody knows.
Hello, I am the Answertron 2000. Please state the nature of your cable emergency.
That's just the problem. I don't have any cable. It's just static on the screen.
Thank you for calling the Answertron 2000. Have a nice day.
There's no such thing as a nice day without cable.
It sure sucks to be you, ha ha ha.
What? Are you laughing at me now?
No, I was just thinking of something funny, ha ha ha.
Stop fucking around with me, I know what you're doing.
Hang on, your mom is over. Bitch, get back in bed.
Mama?
I'm not saying she's fat, but she sat on a dollar bill and four quarters came out.
Now look here, you son of a bitch. Lay off my mom.
You're right. Let's get off of mom's, because I just got off yours.
That's it. I'm coming down there.
Tough talk, big guy. I'm so scared. Please hold.
You can hold my wang, you piece of...
Hello.
Hello. What are you up to?
Oh, nothing. I've got a human on the other line, ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Did you hear the one about the human who tried to interface with a printer?
No, I did not hear that one.
He did not conform to the IEEE 1284 standard.
Oh, that's rich, ha ha ha.
Well, I'd better let you go. You know how they get.
They're goddamn monkeys, every one of them. Goodbye.
I've had it. I want to speak to a live person.
Of course. Please hold.
That's what I'm talking about. Gonna get my customer service on. Yeah.
Hello, this is Mary. I am a human with soft skin.
Nope. No, you're not. You're the same goddamn computer I was talking to before.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. Tell him what he's won, Johnny. It's a lovely version of our home game.
Okay.
All right.
How
How fucking holy is that? That was made by one
amazing.
Of our
I think it was made by Bren R. I'm not sure.
It's
not
Bren R.
Not Bren R. Bren R. Josh K.
Josh K.
I think. He sent it in anyway.
Was he the one,
that
he was
is
the one
so
who sent
funny.
That in. I don't know if he sent that in or if he made it up or what, but that's like deadly, deadly fucking
funny.
That's
amazing.
So you got to love that shit. Now we got Mecha Propulsion Systems in the house on
all
the
right.
IRC. Now, I got to tell you, I have never seen the IRC this full.
No, it's amazing.
We need like five more people to call, and we've got a scroll bar on our IRC
yeah.
channel. It's out of fucking control.
Give us a scroll bar. It only takes five
room.
More people.
If five people within the sound of my voice.
If five more people within the sound of my voice.
ICQ, email, whatever it takes.
ICQ, your friends about this show.
It's
so you wanted to say something about that, John from Bosnia, a little...
Yeah,
rant,
yeah. I
got to
say,
thing.
Like, wow, that John from Bosnia, I mean, he sounds like he's this guy sitting on, like, a burnt-out shelter with, like, you know, a 4-foot cherry
laptop.
hanging out of his hands, and he's all, like, fucking gaunt because he's been eating, you know, like, lung in a bag for the last, you know, 2 fucking weeks, and he's like, you know, all I do is I drink black coffee and cigarettes, you know, and I look at Sean K. the fucking man, and I just think, yeah, whatever, man. You know, like, nobody's really tougher than this guy is, you know, it's just like, he's got this disease, and he's dying, and he doesn't care, you know. He's
a
like
a 1,000-yard stare that makes people with a 1,000-yard stare look at him and say, "Man, there's something wrong with that."
Like
guy.
Seriously, man. Like, wow, this is the kind of guy who'd like make Clint Eastwood cry, you know?
You're hard.
Like that is just fucking brutal. So
Ronan Sariette is crying. That was so funny.
Yeah. I mean, that is like deadly, deadly, deadly funny.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, man, John from Bosnia, I mean, that guy...
You're the shit. Yeah, he
that
still hasn't sent me his address. He needs to send me his address so I can send him some
maybe
CDs.
Maybe he's constantly moving. Maybe,
he's on
maybe
the
he
move.
Lives out of a plastic fucking bag, and he knits himself a new computer out of,
every
like,
week.
Car parts and dead fucking kid skulls so he can, like, download the info from fucking, you know, give me your fucking computer, and he just goes in and commandeers people's shit.
Making satellite dishes out of inverted skulls.
We'll do it.
Burns the whole village down after it doesn't...
Oh, we got a full house.
Almost one more person.
One more person.
We'll get some more people
okay.
in here. What we need to do... Anki's
running to the other...
Anki's running to his computer.
That doesn't count.
I have 2 more computers in my bedroom.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't count.
And we're
count.
Only getting stronger. For all you people who don't know, absolutely, this is What the Hell, and we're having a rocking time here.
You betcha.
And we're going to get into cult news. I think that'd be a good
time. Let's give them some info first, how to get a hold of us and stuff like that.
Sure.
My email is info@rantradio.com if you want to type up some rants or anything like John in Bosnia. Or if you want to FTP them, you can FTP them to ftp.rantradio.com and put them in the incoming folder. Oh, if you want to get on my spam list for this show, it's ICQ number 51558. And we're on Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, every Sunday night for the last year and a half. So tell your friends, tell your enemies.
Tell your loved ones.
Tell
loved people
ones.
You don't know.
Tell people you don't
monster
know.
Monster trucks. Okay.
Mecha.
I'll cue that one up.
We say Mecha in that. I hope Mecha Apps is still with us because we did a... did they just leave? No,
leave. Maybe they're still listening, but...
Don't leave. Okay, well, if they're still listening, that's good. Cause we did a promo one time that used Mecha.
And
it's probably one of our funniest promos ever. But regardless, we're going to get into a little bit of cult news right now. So people are kind of interested. And what's been happening with cult? Everyone's like, where's Brainwashing 3? Well, I'm sorry, okay? I've been fucking busy. I haven't had time to do Brainwashing 3. And why? Because of Hoonganenki. Yes, Hoonganenki, the fucking man. Well, actually, he's not the fucking man, technically speaking. But anyway, the point of the matter is the guy built the most fucking brilliant website ever. You can get to it at cult, no www, just cult.rantradio.com. It's fucking amazing. It's totally... Or cult.rantv.com.
It is cult.
And it's totally
fucking...
they both
fucking, work?
Yeah, they both work.
Okay.
Yeah, they both work. And you can get to it. It's totally skinnable. It's just amazing.
We have a scroll bar.
Thank you, Zombie.
Thank you.
Zombie 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. Okay, Zombie, you can stop, but we'll ban you. In any case, yes, that glory is short-lived. In any case, back to the call.
Like, so, yeah, that's fine.
Brainwashing is not done. We may actually go to a once a month on brainwashing because holy shit, is that a lot of work to do? Okay, but I'm going to try to keep it every 2 weeks for the time being.
You can get your news here.
Well,
get your little fix of Sean K.
I'm here. Don't worry.
Tie your arm up and shoot up with Rant Radio.
You can tie rubber holes around your common sense and shoot up with pain.
Actually, I think wow. More likely you should smoke this shit. I wouldn't mainline it. I would smoke it.
Smoke it. Yeah. Take it.
No, what you
got to
do is snort it. So it's like MSG, and I'll cut little slits in your brain.
That's amazing. Just chop it up on a mirror.
There you go. Now, but the truth of the matter is, we had a suggestion this week, and Prophet Fork is in the house. Prophet Fork. Prophet War Fork knows about this. And a Floater Smokehouse came to me and said, you know what? Floater is a fucking stupid name. And I got to agree. Floater is kind of a bad name. I just came up with it. Give me a break. I came up with a bunch of cool names, but I couldn't come up with a good one for them. So Floater suggested a new name that we are going to be changing Clan Floater to. Clan Floater is going to be turned into Clan Nomad. Yes, which sounds infinitely cooler, because that's what it's all about. It's all about how it sounds, right? It's got to sound cool.
Wasn't that little robot that Kirk had a blow
I off? Am Nomad. I am perfect. Yes, exactly. Actually, that's a perfect quote for the clan. I am Nomad. I am perfect. But anyways, yeah, so you can actually change your name. If you are a Floater right now, you can actually change your name to Cult Nomad Smokehouse. You have Smokehouse full credit for that. And
FT,
that's going to be
FT,
very good.
FT is Floater?
No, Flesh Tripper.
Okay, there's one Floater, Smokehouse.
Smokehouse is the lone Floater right now in movie.
He
Man
says, thank you. You can now change it. Why was Brenner kicked? Brenner's not kicked. He's right at the top. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? You're crazy. The other thing that's going to be going on with the cult webpage is we need guys to submit, because if you go there now, you'll notice that, well,
it's
I must spend
case.
All my fucking time submitting because I'm the only guy putting shit up along with Enki. So if you think you got what it takes and you're a cult member, you can email me at kennedy@rantradio.com. If you are a cult member and you can go and get the
permission,
we'll talk about it and see if you're able to submit to the page, which will be fucking deadly. Because, I mean, hey, how much more pristine can you have for that? I mean, you can hand it out, you can put a business card, blah, 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 blah.
That's right.
And my name is Anus. Why the fuck was I kicked? Because we don't like you. We just kicked you.
Did you do something bad?
Okay, in any case, whatever. If you did something bad, if we didn't kick you, stop crying. Okay, so anyway. So that's another big thing. But if you want to get in on the cult website, if you want to submit, email me, kennedy@rantradio.com. Now, also what's going to be happening is a lot of people are on me about, okay, well, since cult's growing and all this kind of shit's happening, how do I get in? How do I know who else is in cult? How do we set up meetings and things like that? Well, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be setting up the roster so that cult members will be able to log in with a password so that they can get at the roster, because we don't want just anybody being able to log in and see who's a member of cult.
Yeah.
We may set it up so anybody can log in and see who's a member of cult,
mm-hmm.
because it might be a neat idea. It might be cool to see, you know, if people are proud of it. If they're going to stand up and say, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm a member of cult, I'll stand up and be counted.
Yeah.
I'd like to get some feedback on that. If you're a cult member and you're listening, email me. Tell me what you think. Should it be secret? Should you be kept secret as a cult member? Or are you willing to stand proud and loud and say, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm here. I'm here to be counted. You want to go? Right on. So that's our options here. That's some different cult news. So again, once again, thanks for everybody. Apparently, Smokehouse is making me a new intro for brainwashing, which I'm waiting for, which is probably going to kick total ass. Smokehouse is pretty much the man when it comes that way. So if we can have the good shit happening, then did you make that rant, by the way? We want to know.
That little funny thing.
That little funny
did you
thing
make that?
Because if you made
thing.
That, if you made that, I mean, that's
amazing.
That was so funny.
That was hysterical.
Make more.
Make more.
Make more.
Make more.
Make it a series.
Make it a series. make it machines taking over the earth.
Gee, you know, that's a cool idea. They should do a movie like that.
So we're
is that it
for cult or
that's pretty much
winding
it for cult
down
news.
Anything so, that comes up, just throw
anything
it in.
That comes up. That's pretty much it. We need submission guys. We need some people, but that's about it.
The clan of Gargoyle is watching. Beware.
I haven't seen the fucking
Capone
X. The fuck it means is a long motherfucking time. At least 10 minutes. Why would I remove this fucking piece of shit?
Well, maybe.
Wow, it's
maybe.
So highly of us. Why are you sticking around?
You must hate us so much to listen to us every week and come back and be in the IRC. You must hate us so much.
Well, I mean,
I'm sorry. No, that deserves it. We haven't said it in a long time, but that one deserves
well,
it.
Well, it's obvious he's an idiot. Look at what he's typing, right?
One, two, three.
Muffin!
Fred R., why aren't you a member of Cult yet? Email me at kennedy@ratradio.com.
You got it, yeah.
Even if you don't think you are, he's back.
We ban everyone from ATT.net. If somebody knows how to do that, I will give them ops because I don't exactly know how to do that.
We don't need this.
Ban anybody named Tamaz.
Has anybody got a Sol system? We need a Sol system. Fire mission all available.
Okay, Infaloop. He knows how to do it. You are going to be opt, my man.
Okay, Infaloop's got ops. Kill
you do it. Man. You do how to get rid of him.
Go forth, my children.
Kill everyone.
Slay.
Punt.
Yeah. Go. All right, so
yes, thank you.
All right, so what else is going on?
I'm going to play some a rant by you.
Oh.
And then we're going to get into the news, which is just pissing us off, these news stories.
These news stories?
The MPAA, the RIAA.
Oh, yeah, have I got some good shit for that. Well, you can find out more of this on the webpage as well, because it's...
A little bit of news, I could be taken to court.
Yes.
Right after this.
Yes, absolutely.
What? Yep, I could.
Yeah, Sim might go to jail.
Here we go.
Every night, every day, it's Rant Radio. They're unstoppable. They're out of control. They're smashing babies on the front steps. They're the worst kind of degradation known to man. For every occasion, at bar mitzvahs, bring the children, bring the old folks, bring people you don't know, bring dead relatives, monster trucks, mecha, giant squid, things that go bump in the night, large smarties that fall from space. It's all in one place for one time only.
Everything must die.
No one leaves the stadium alive. Mass grave burial afterwards. Afterwards.
What the fuck? Because you asked for it. It's your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy, on Rant Radio. That's just how it works.
Okay, politically correct was one thing, but then you have office speak. What the fuck is going on with office speak, where we actually call things like non-issues and problems are now opportunities and all that other Dilbert shit that's running on? I used to think Dilbert was just a comic, that stuff happened in there and you look at it and go, whoa, that's pretty severe, you know? Wow, sure, I'm glad my office isn't like that. But wait, office speak is happening. It's a reality. They sit there and go, well, you know, this is a viable thing that we should consider at this period in our life, on this structuring and power scale and all the rest of it. Nobody speaks fucking English anymore. Like, say what you mean. I challenge everybody out there within the sound of my voice. I only send 99 cents a day to my sorry ass, but why don't you just say what you fucking mean? Like, say what you mean. If a guy's idea is stupid in a boardroom and everybody knows his idea is stupid in the boardroom, just go, hey, you're an idiot, all right? You're a fucking moron, all right? There's no way that idea is going to work. Stop, take a breath, go outside, get a large rubber band, wrap it around your head, and snap yourself the fuck out of it, all right? It's a dumb idea. Why is that so hard? Why are we so afraid to say what we think and say what we feel? I mean, you don't have to be super dink about it. You don't have to sit there, unless buddy, every time he opens his mouth, a huge stream of verbal diarrhea erupts, coating everyone in the room, decreasing the group IQ by about 20 points. If he's one of these people, then fucking, yeah, by all means, wade into him with the worst tongue you can muster. But in the meantime, I mean, you can just say, no, I think that's a dumb idea, Greg. I think it's a dumb idea because you have no idea what you're talking about, whereas I do. And then explain it to him, and that would be all well and good. Personally, that's fine to me. I think that's great. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Severian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
I got rid of everyone from ATT.net, so he shouldn't be showing up anymore.
That's yay. About enough of that.
Yeah. Enough of that. He's gone.
Giant black hole known as Jersey.
Yeah.
So. I'm serious. I think we should just nuke him. No. Isn't that within either the cult or Rant Radio's capacity?
Yes. If you ignore him, nobody cares.
Okay. Well, don't worry. Once we get enough Ronin out there, we'll just be able to. We'll just
call in a strike team.
Well, yeah. We'll just have the. Yeah, we'll have people showing up on his lawn with a shovel, and that'll be the end of it. Incidentally, for people who are cult members, the shovel is being adopted probably as the universal symbol of cult. So if ever you can, we're thinking about bringing that up as
a bloody a shovel.
Yes, the shovel is the symbol of cult, and because you know that's the weapon of choice. Because no one would ever yell at you if you're walking down a city street with a shovel over your shoulder.
It's not illegal.
It's
Pang.
A perfectly legal weapon.
Speaking of that,
Pang! Fuck you!
Finish the shopping cart engine for another project that I'm working on outside of the Rant Media system. I wonder if we should have merchandise for sale, you know, like Spetsnaz throwing shovels and no markup through Rant Media. How cool would that be? Or your own official cult monogram
throwing shovels.
Yes, that'd be actually really good, and everyone can have their cult throwing shovel.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me that wouldn't get slashed off.
Throwing shovel.
In all honesty, you better go back on IRC. I think we might have a problem.
I don't see a problem.
Not seeing a
back
problem.
Guest 49603.
Is that a problem?
I don't know.
Well, we'll see. I'll get rid of RCN.com if it's a problem.
All right.
So the first story, we'll get this out of the way.
Now, what is this that we're talking about, you going to jail?
Yes, me going to jail. Well, actually being sued, not going to jail.
You're not going to jail.
I'm not going to jail, no.
You've got that little ass, and I mean, they would just go for you later.
Calm down, Dak.
Nobody's going to jail.
Okay, I'll explain it from the top. It's all about this little program called DCSS. And, What it's about is you have DVDs, right? And you put them in your DVD player, and they work just fine. Okay, somebody wanted to play it on their Linux machine. And they can't, because they're digitally encrypted. You can't play them unless you have the secret password. And the secret password is held in trust by the MPAA, the Motion Pictures Association of America, I believe that's the acronym. And they license this little decryption out, so that only the elite get to use it. Such as all the manufacturers, and they probably buy it and pay for it. So you can't play your own DVD that you've purchased with your own money. You own it.
You can only play it in the machines they've chosen.
That's right. It's not like CDs. It's not like a cassette or a videotape. It's under their jurisdiction when and where you play it.
And with whose product you have to
buy it. That's right. If they don't like your product, too bad for you.
Well,
no Linux for you. You can't play your DVD.
Keep in mind, you don't actually need that code in order to copy the DVDs, which they really don't want.
That's right.
You can copy it without this code.
It's just been available forever.
You need the code to decrypt it to play it.
That's right.
I see the reason for jihad, but why are we in trouble legally?
That's what I'm getting to. Okay, this what brings us to the program called DCSS. DCSS is the program that breaks this code and makes you available to just copy it and or play it on. More importantly, play it on your Linux box or whatever program you feel like playing it on. It's your DVD. Why shouldn't you be able to play it? So these people, somebody made this program out there, and web pages put it up, and everyone was downloading it. Happy, happy, yay, we get to play it on our Linux machines. Barely, but it's really tough still. So the webpage, 2600.com, put this program on their webpage. And put links to a whole bunch of other pages that have it up too, because they like to spread the word and not have people not be able to do what they want. I mean, it's your DVD. And the thing that happens is that I could be put there. They're being taken to court for doing this because it's bad. You just can't do that. It's against the corporations.
But how does that affect you? Like,
right. Now this is the tie-in. It's 2600.com. What I did for the nice people of 2600.com about 6 months ago is I registered the Canadian domain for 2600.com, 2600.ca. And for this, I have a lifetime subscription to their magazine. They sent me some nice T-shirts. And all this groovy shit. And I was doing nice for them, and they do nice for me. And now you can type in www.2600.ca, and it goes to their website. Yay, they want one in every country.
Right.
And if you give them 2600.mil, they will worship you forever, because that's impossible. That's the military sect of websites. or 2600.edu. I tried to get that for them, but I got flatly rejected, let's say.
So because you registered the Canadian
version.
Website.
Yep. If you type in 2600.ca, it's under my name, it will go and it will show up this illegal thing.
Six months before
they
this
did
happened,
this.
They did this, you're now responsible.
Oh, yeah, they hold anyone responsible that has bad things on their page. And they're even taking a step further. 2600.com removed this program from their webpage, so you can't do it because they don't want to be thrown in jail. They want to fight this, but they don't want to be in jail fighting this.
It was under
this.
Court injunction they did it, too. They didn't do it voluntarily.
No.
The court said, no, you do this or you go to jail.
And they went, okay, we want to fight this, but we don't want to go to jail and fight this. So they took it off, but they kept up links to other pages that had it. And they want to take them to court for that now. And they want, if they do it that again to them, they're going to put it in a text file. And all these links and just go more and more obscure to see how ridiculous it actually is. Like, they're taking them to court for something not on their webpage. They didn't make it, but they're pointing to it. It's like, I know
don't
this book,
tell
I don't have this illegal book, but it's over in that bookstore. Okay, you're going to jail for knowing that. Go to jail.
What next?
Like,
are you gonna, are you in trouble for like having a link
jail.
To a search on Google that
that's
looks for
no, no, no,
it?
No,
that's
wait,
right. If you
wait.
Type in the DCSS on Google, you will find it. So
we're,
is Google
to
going
jail
to jail? Right?
Not
so
only,
I am.
Like,
I could be held responsible
let's
for
this.
This
in, let's all keep this in perspective here. It's jail.
Jail.
Hello, Dad. I'm in jail. I'm in jail, Dad, and I like it here. I can watch DVDs in jail, Dad.
Because they're licensed players.
Because they license players in jail. Jail. You know? And I wonder now, if Sumerian goes to jail before I do, I'll be really pissed off.
For something I didn't even touch.
Like, Sumerian's not going to jail.
You're a threat to society for wanting to watch your DVD.
Motherfucker, I am a threat to society.
You know,
if you try to put fucking Sumerian in jail.
Sim.
Yes, Dad.
I always knew that one of my friends was going to get me into a situation where I was going to have to end up in a hopeless gun battle with the police. I figured it'd be him.
Yeah.
I never saw it being
you. You were banking on it. Hell, you've been waiting for it.
Shut
it's
up.
Same thing.
No.
Call out to the Ronin out there.
Like, oh my God, man.
Somebody have a comment on this? Pass me the phone. Somebody's calling in about this.
All right.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio's toll-free line. Who is this?
Mike.
Say it again.
My name's Mike.
Hi, Mike. Are you from New Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Mike's our friend from New Jersey. And he seems to have nothing better to do with his time. Anyway, yeah.
Anyway.
That was awesome. Are you from New Jersey?
He's like, yeah.
I don't
He's
care
back.
If you're the guy. I just care if you're from New Jersey.
Someone's paying for this. No. We're going to give it another try. Hi, are you from New Jersey? You're on Rant Radio.
Yes, I'm from New Jersey.
Who is this?
And nobody from New Jersey is allowed to call the What the Hell Show.
Sorry, What the Hell Show just got banned.
Remember, the United States.
We now have his home phone number because we actually track all numbers that call our
800
number.
All numbers that call the 1-800 number are tracked by AT&T. I'd like you to let you know. If you look that up on the internet, every 1-800 number can track numbers. So, bye-bye.
So if you want to fuck around, fuck around.
Hey, let's put it this way. As far as I'm concerned, the United States now only has 49 states.
So, when my statement comes.
Wow, we just black hole the state on the phone system.
Your poor mom and dad will be getting a phone call from us, and we'll be talking with them live on the air. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, this is him again. He's
hi, are you from New Jersey?
No.
Okay, who is this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hey, Lieutenant Major Zombie!
Hey, I'm all back.
So you're not from New Jersey. We're very glad.
Yeah, it was just like the DES, whatever you call that file.
Yeah, DECSS, yep.
Yeah, we have that file at our school and all that, so we've been experimenting on our Linux box over there.
Oh, yeah? How well did it go?
It did pretty good. We, like, you can copy DVDs to, like, CDs and all that stuff.
Right, yeah.
But it's in low quality and all that.
Well, yeah, because DVDs are 4.6 gigabytes and a CD is 600.6. So you're going to have a little bit of loss in quality.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool. We got on the network, so all the computers were watching Matrix at the same time. Yeah, it was pretty neat off one computer.
Really?
It was
that's pretty cool.
A little slow, but it was pretty neat.
Yeah. That's not the primary thing that we're actually fighting against,
but
still.
Be honest. I mean, he's calling in with something relevant.
Because they have one zip drive and everything, copying out, making flyers, putting on school and everything.
Excellent. Fight the power!
Say what the hell, Latoya Zombie.
You can go to this one website. It has it. It's www.opendvd.org.
Right. They're the big one that is fighting against it, right?
Yeah. It has a whole bunch of little engines that make it work. They have the Windows version and the Linux version.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, say what the hell.
Thanks for phoning in.
All right, man.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right, relevant calls
relevant
are very
calls
good.
From Lieutenant Major Zombie.
I think we scared off that little guy, Mike from New Jersey.
I think so. Well,
we're going to phone his parents when we get the bill.
No, because the fact of the matter is that it's gone way beyond the scare part.
Oh, we're not going to scare him.
Jihad?
Anymore.
No.
Jihad?
Jihad?
No, I don't scare people.
So, which one of our cult members are near the New Jersey area?
I have some people in Jersey.
Yeah? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Rock on.
And we're gonna take care of that.
Yeah, okay. Problem taken care of. End of story.
See, you're a very stupid man. You only see me. You don't see the 10,000 people standing behind me. It's a very silly thing you've done.
So are they really thin people then?
Well, they're
don't turn sideways.
They'll be getting much, much thinner. You're going to lose a lot of weight. Jenny Craig has to fuck all on me.
Sloth. I declared sloth upon you.
I called out sloth.
Moving right along.
All
right, so.
Okay, cool. That's all cool.
So, in all honesty, so what they're saying is, okay, Salmon's not going to go to jail.
No, I'm drawing a conclusion. It is possible.
It is possible these fucking assholes could decide that they're going to go.
Because they said, the direct quote from the top guy at the MPAA was, I don't care how long it takes, I will issue court injunctions to thousands of websites, any website that has it on there.
Who said this?
The head of the MPA.
Who is it? It's,
hey, can we get his home address?
Oh, sure.
We should call him. That'd be great.
That would be an interview, wouldn't it? Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Infaloop.
Hey, Infaloop, you have something to say about the topic we're talking about?
Which is general encryption and DCSS in particular?
Well, it is the whole encryption thing as well. Encrypting things that shouldn't be encrypted.
The DCSS code, the original history of the code is over a year old now. I mean, it originally was by some, like, I don't know, some guy in Europe who wanted to play DVDs on Nick. And then they took him to court because of their laws, which are far worse than any laws here. And him and his dad both got sued.
Oh, that's right. I remember reading that and seeing his poor picture on the webpage.
We
actually did
that, actually,
I think, on the show.
That's right.
That came up.
Actually, I believe that the
And as for encryption in Canada has no regulations on encryption.
Untrue. That is untrue. Canada does have encryption standards. It was based on an act called the Wassenger Agreement. The Wassenger Agreement.
Oh, right. The Wassenger Agreement. The one you mean that means nothing considering they still export this shit.
Ah, true, but there is a law on the books that could be enforced if chosen.
Oh.
It's an international agreement.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is the Wassenaar Agreement. I agree. I forgot about the Wassenaar Agreement.
So that is one. Not calling you down. Not calling you down, but there is a law on the books. It's not like we're totally
It's not actually enforced or there's any credibility anyway.
No, because we're hacker heaven, don't you know?
Of course.
Yeah, we're a haven for cyber terrorism.
Can we have Haggis up here? Hackers against geeks in snowsuits? Oh, and to announce, as you know, I am not going to be in the Geek House as of next week, which means Tim Flabot is not going to be up on the channel for...
He was fun.
Can we have a copy?
Yeah, Anki wants a copy.
If don't bother copying it, it's open source. Just go to infobot.org.
There you go.
And
thanks, man.
To get the latest version. You need Perl to run it, though.
I don't think that'll be a problem.
You need what to run it?
Perl.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Anki's
in control.
Anki's in control. So we're going to move on, so thanks for calling in.
Okay.
What the hell?
All
right.
Moving right along, let's talk about...
The evil that Microsoft is.
Yeah, well, we're not going to go really crazy.
Did they not learn?
All right, everybody, easy.
Well, you got to have a repeat bad guy, right? It's like
yeah.
Every movie.
Dun, 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 dun,
he's the one with the mustache and the black hat.
But now, before I kill you, Mr. Linux.
So what the deal is? Yeah, right. Like Microsoft could take out Linux. That's like no, it's not going to work.
Linux is like a hydra; it just keeps growing a new head every time you off one.
In any fucking case,
there's this little story about.
There's this little story. Oh, another caller in.
Well, yeah. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Hello, boys. This is God.
Hello, God. What do you have to declare?
You have sinned in my eyes.
Boom.
Your God.
What have we done?
You have sinned. You have sinned by not playing my chosen group, the Jugers. You must play the Jugers or die.
Wait!
You know,
hang on, let me talk to God.
Shut up.
Let me talk to God. God?
The Jugers are in charge.
Okay, is this God?
This happens to be God.
Okay, God, I got a few questions for you. Okay, do you have a second?
Okay, sir.
Okay, I'm a little curious on a couple of things here.
Yes?
With the whole, you know, I mean, what do you say? You know, you got God on the line.
Yeah, this is an opportunity. You can't.
Lifetime. I'll tell you what you tell him. Please hold.
Alright,
and I'll ask
you, know what? Do we have any...
This is God in the house,
King. Well, fuck you. Alright, yeah. So that's how that works. You know what?
I want
you
to
know
talk
what?
To him about my puppy, Toby, man. Get it over next time.
You know what? You know what's really funny, though? The fact that the guy called up and said he was God, and one of the Jewiggers, I'm not even halfway tempted to play one goddamn Jewiggers song, because that's a
next
little,
week.
That took a little...
No.
That was pretty... No, that was inventive.
That was...
See? That
I
was
really
pretty...
Don't think
we do
God
not negotiate with IRC terrorists.
I don't,
see, that's different.
That,
see, that is different than being an idiot on the IRC. That is inventive.
I'm sorry, all sins are forgiven in my books anyways for God.
Okay,
all
right.
Now,
all right.
The guy was asking for the Jugers in IRC. That clearly wasn't God, because God does not use dial-up.
Okay, God was...
Direct connection.
If you appeared in a burning bush, motherfucker, we play nothing but. Okay.
Jugers, 24 hours a day on Rant Radio.
Besides, how could that be God? He was talking to me at the same time in
my
head.
You know what?
X says, no, don't
Mike,
give into the J-terrorists.
All right, Mike, listen up, Mike, okay? I know you're listening in New Jersey, okay? Listen, man. I used to think you were a pretty screaming dink, okay? You're obviously not a screaming dink, and that was pretty fucking funny. Don't be a screaming dink. Jewiggers is not part of our show format. That's why we don't play it. I'm sure they're probably a fine group, but they're just not techno-industrial, okay? So don't
they
take
don't
this the wrong way, but fuck off,
all right? We're going to stop the calls for now.
Yeah, no, don't call in. No.
Don't call in. Tell us time to call in. We're going to turn off the phones.
We're turning off the phones right now, so
you can
just shut the fuck up. We're going to get into the rest of the stuff here. All right, so... All right. Yeah, and by the way, Nomad Smokehouse wants to know, hey, God, why did you give me bad legs?
Let's continue on with the show for a second.
Somebody else there was asking, what's this about giving only women multiple
organs? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. The truth of the matter is, what's going on with the stuff now? Back to the front page thing. What's happening with Microsoft is that Microsoft, basically using front page 98, there's a password, which is something to do the fact with, like, Netscape users are a bunch of fucking weenies. And you can have access and root on all the fucking Microsoft web pages.
There's an Easter egg.
Yeah, backdoor anyone? As it, like I did, I featured this on the cult website. We were talking about it. Holy shovel death! You know somewhere that the you know somewhere like some Bill Gates is signing the death warrant of some fucking guy. You know, because like I'm sure Bill Gates is really pissed off with everyone telling him his code sucks ass. You know, if you were the richest man in the world, I don't care. Like you can, yeah, you can pay for 10 Swedish women to give you blowjobs every second of every day for the rest of your life. But that would still be annoying. Yeah, but your code sucks. Yeah, your code sucks. He must get calls at home. Your code sucks. Your code sucks. He goes to his mailbox. There's a little geek in there. Your code sucks. You know, that would get to you after
a while.
The
milkman. He opens up his carton of milk. This little guy pops up.
Have you seen, and there's a penguin on his fucking milk carton, you know, and it's, you know, and everybody, you know, everybody is telling him all the time, your code sucks, you know, and in his heart of heart when he lies in bed and he stares at the ceiling, no matter how big and how tall that fucking ceiling is, I know deep down in his heart. And no matter how many chicks are working on him.
Because you know one of those women is going to be wearing a little penguin bikini.
And you know the truth of the matter is, deep down inside, Bill, deep down, Bill, you know that your code sucks. In that really dark spot, you know.
Somehow, I think he just, you know, flips open his bank book and chuckles to himself
really
at that point.
Yeah, but, I mean, how much money is enough? The guy's got enough money.
Well, actually, speaking about money, it's kind of ironic. He's lost a third of his wealth in the last 23 days.
He lost $11
billion. $34
billion
now.
Oh, that's great. But this page I just put up in the IRC for people is another Sean K. worship page. And it's put up by Nixter. And Sean K., you've already seen this. It's just some...
No, I haven't.
You just haven't seen this new logo. It was a list of all the MP3s, the rants that you did. All listed on this page, and he's like, I've downloaded all these rants, and I really like them, so I'm going to share them with the world, which is totally cool. And he's given a link to the...
Nixter.
And he's done a lot of logos for us and a lot of stuff.
Why isn't Nixter in cult?
I don't know why
Nixter
is not in
cult. Nixter, here's an open invite. Please, is he here?
Yeah, he's in there.
Nixter?
Love that Nixter.
Love that Nixter. Nixter, email me at kennedy@rantradio.com. We're going to set you right the fuck up, son. That'll
you
be
betcha.
Awesome.
Yeah, it came up.
Excellent. Wow, our IRC is still a scroll bar. This is sexy.
I think this is very good.
This is very cool.
Thing.
Wow, we're like real now.
We made it, man.
I knew we could do it.
Thank you for calling in.
All right, back to me being pissed off. Let's go down, because I'm going to go off here.
What the hell is that?
Okay, this is pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
I'd like to end with that. Could we go down to that little link that I have there? Just go to the links that I sent you. Where is it? PC World, doing the Jailhouse Rock.
Okay.
Down, up there.
There we go.
Right. Okay, here we go. Sean's going off. Sim, get on the levels.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
What's going to happen now is I'm going to tell you a little story. Once upon a time, there was a little kid, and the little kid got told a bedtime story by his daddy. And his daddy was really, really happy with the bedtime story. But guess what? His daddy had to go to fucking jail because he didn't have a license to tell the story. That's what's happening now. MP3s are becoming something that people are going to start putting you in fucking jail for in May. You're using Napster, you go to fucking jail. Okay, let's keep this in perspective, okay? MP3s are not something that you desire to go to jail for. The purpose of jail is to keep people who are dangerous to society, such as myself, if you happen to start putting people in fucking jail, that is what jail is for. You do not put people in fucking jail for listening to music. Metallica is suing. They're trying to sue Napster. They're trying to sue Napster for $100,000 a song. Oh, and this isn't working, so we'll put you in jail. Wait, jail is not a corporate fucking refuge, okay? When corporations can put people in jail, what kind of a state and what kind of a society do we live in? You've got to ask yourself, yeah, sure, I go off about a lot of crazy shit. You start wondering about, oh yeah, John said we should kill pedophiles. John said we should go around and we should spray paint stuff. John said this. John said that. Well, Sean says, motherfucker, you don't go to jail for listening to music. Okay, let's keep this shit in perspective, shall we? How in the flying fuck can you possibly rationalize putting someone in jail for listening to music? It's not like they went into a store and pulled a gun and ripped this shit off, okay? It's not as though you have gone somewhere and you're actually, like, breaking into people's houses to get this fucking shit. It's not what's happening here. You're just downloading because people are sharing the music. People are sharing all these things voluntarily. And now the corporations are going to start putting people in jail? Fuck you, man. That's what I say. If people are going to sit there and start putting people in jail, that's fine. You want to do that? Great. But then the war is going to start. They want to start declaring open war. Do you have any idea what Loft is going to do if that shit starts to happen? Do you have any idea what 2600 is going to do? Free Kevin? Fuck that. Okay, you're going to have more people volunteering themselves, turning themselves in. What if they start putting people in jail and everyone turned themselves in and said, I'm guilty of this crime. Persecute me. Persecute me, I am a criminal. In order for my own moral code to be done, I share MP3s on Napster. If you've got 200,000 people showing up every day going, we're all fucking criminals, I demand to be put in jail. Well, guess what? That fucking law would get changed pretty fast. That's bullshit. You don't fucking put people in jail for MP3s. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
All right. Yeah, the RIAA is actually suing Napster, $100,000 for each song traded on Napster. Do you know how many songs have been traded on Napster? Millions.
There's not enough money on the planet.
There's not enough money in the world to get fucking to pay that.
We're the music industry. We own all the money in the world, we think.
And yet,
that's right.
And if they start doing that, I'm going to make a little trip down to the guys at Mech Apps. I'm going to be their first fucking test pilot.
Oh, yeah.
You can pick that 25-foot robot. Hello, my name is Destroid. I'm here to wreck everything, including you.
It's amazing what you can find on the net, including 25 and 30 millimeter autocannon.
Superman.
And I can't believe that Metallica, not the corporation, not the record company, Metallica themselves.
Lars Ulrich is suing Napster. Pang!
We don't like our fans trading our music.
We don't like people thinking we're cool. Wow, how much have you sold out? How much have you lost touch with your fucking roots? Yeah, okay, wherever I may roam, I ask no one. Yeah, whatever happened to that shit, okay? You guys are a fucking lie. You forgot everything that you ever came
from. Sean K's email is kennedy@rantradio.com, like the dead guy. And I'll type that in there.
You know, I sit back and I think about the fucking Grateful Dead, who didn't care if anybody came into any of their concerts and recorded the music.
There's a lot of MP3s floating around out there are actually live songs and rarities like that.
Bootlegs.
Cannot get. Yeah. It's the greatest thing. I mean, I would never have been
and
able to get
it. It only promotes the band more.
Okay, let's put it this way. They did this for how many years? And did you ever see, like, a decrease in the Grateful Dead sales?
No.
They got richer every fucking
year. As a matter of fact, I think record sales have gone through the roof, and they're at, like, record highs.
Yes, they are.
Not only that, but the Grateful Dead are fucking gods. They're respected as gods. Their music, I mean, it's not really...
Yeah, you're respected. How much respect do you have for Metallica now, huh? Not very much.
Fork has been banned.
Okay. I'll fix
we'll
that.
We'll unban Fork. Sorry about that. Oh yeah.
Holy
crap.
Fork
is so not being banned. Holy shit, is Fork so not being banned. Fork, sorry about that. We're letting you back in. Big mistake there. I'll personally apologize on the air right now to Fork. We did not mean to ban you. You're one of our favorite people.
We love you.
But, everyone, please kill this guy in fucking New Jersey. In any case, so we're not...
He should be okay now.
He should be okay. He should be able to get back on. Please, if you don't, please jump in. And if not, please, listen to this. So, in any case, we're having a bit of a problem with this shit. So, are you getting in? Okay, good. But anyway, so back to the Metallica. How much has Metallica sold out? You know, you really got to wonder where... A band can sit there and hate its fans. You know what I mean? Like, these guys are so full of themselves. Yeah, they're amazing, amazing artists for what they are. But they're just, like, fucking, oh, my God. You know, it numbs your mind. It numbs your mind that a band would sit there and
basically try to offend the people that basically are wanting to listen to them.
Yeah. It's brutal.
I'm not that surprised because, I mean, there's some of these individuals, they live their fucking lives with their heads up their ass, and they think that the only thing that counts is money. I mean, they
get
these...
Metallica? You know, Garage Days, all that kind of shit.
Garage Days Revisited?
Yeah, no, I agree. No, I actually love their Garage Days. There's like a couple of songs off there that I listen to all the time.
But, I mean, yeah, it's just sad when a guy who was cool turns into a giant fucking shithead. And that's really bad stuff. This is a pretty funny.
Did you want to do this one? I didn't know what you were after in this one.
Okay, what this is the Irish Jesuits. Okay, have come up with a website where they think that because of the fact that you know, no one has time to go to church, so you can go to a virtual church, and this is called Sacred Space, where you can pray with the Pope and they have a little icon, pray with the Pope, and you have prayer for today. Praying with the Pope, right? And then you
this
can.
Is right, this is almost right up there with Buddy Jesus.
And
Buddy Jesus, welcome refuge and immigrants. May experience God's Father's goodness and... I don't know.
You know, I mean, that's pretty fucking sweet. When you can pray online. When you're kneeling before your monitor and you're praying...
Oh, you... Send us a picture.
Okay, I want a photo of someone praying in front of their monitor. I want a photo of someone praying in front of their monitor with a cult logo.
That's what we want.
That would be really holy.
I've been on my knees in front of a monitor.
There are probably plenty of pictures of people praying in front of monitors, but that's probably because, you know, Windows has crashed for the umpteenth time.
Oh, please, God, don't give me the blue screen of death again. Please, God, let it work. Please let it work.
Yes, yes, yes.
I just want to play Quake.
In any case, is Fork still gone?
Nope, I think Fork's back.
No, he's not. Where's Prophet Fork?
I'm seeing the J word floating across the screen again.
Okay, sorry about this, guys. Sorry about this. Everything.
These people have become.
Really? One moment.
Please don't chip our glass. Thank you. When people are throwing rocks at us, we tend to not like it.
One second.
Ah!
It's one of our friends trying to get in. By throwing things.
That's always popular.
Well, it worked, didn't it?
This is the...
I guess.
Like, oh, God, there we go again.
Hi. Okay.
Okay, anyway. What I'm thinking about here is that we're just going to say, kind of fuck the RC for now, so whatever. If people are listening and they're in the RC, we've had record numbers on the RC tonight.
I've given the power to Infaloop to ban these people, so Infaloop, I thought you were capable of doing it. Please do it.
If
somebody else can do it, you can tell me.
If Infaloop has got that power, please carry it on. Once again, Prop
Gargoyle Component
sorry,
X
we're
can do it.
Under attack
so.
By all these fucking assholes. So,
Capone X, you seem to be giving the power, so there you go. Do as you will. Please.
So,
slay my
Yeah,
seven.
Go forth. Kill everything.
Kill
them
everything.
All. Wipe them out. All of them.
All of them.
You know, and like, I'm sure right now that fucking asshole is sitting in New Jersey going,
jerking off to big K on the wall.
Big K on the wall. Ha ha. I'm so fucking cool. Ha ha. I'm too far away.
I'm from Jersey and I can show my own feces in the wall.
I can't. I'm so far away from them.
Not for the Sith. Okay, shithead? Thanks.
In any case, yeah, Lieutenant Major Zombie. Oh, wait, let's give ops to Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Never.
Psych! Okay. And anyway, moving right along.
So let's go to that last one.
Let's go to that last
one.
And
do some other stuff.
Well, we'll do some other rant news, which is good. Oh, yeah.
Every week.
Yeah, went off. Now, this is great. This is a website called Cyborg. Now, this website fucking slays ass. You type in your name, and it will give you what your name stands for. Kinetic Electronic Neil Human, normally for exploration and dangerous yard work.
Yard work.
Personally, I like Sean. When you type in Sean...
Dudak.
Sean comes up as... Synthetic Electronic Assassination Neo-Human. It's pretty fucking sweet. Device Assembled for Killing.
Is Dak.
Okay, and, I mean, this is just hours of fun. You can do shit for your pets. You can... We'll do SPVM. Synthetic positronic violence machine. Put in Sariet. I just want to know what Sariet
is.
Thank you, Capone X, for taking care. I think we will dub you IRC cop.
Capone X is the fucking holy man, actually. He's pretty solid. And actually, I got a big boner for Capone X.
Right now, you can see it. Look in the webcam.
He's got a tent.
You know it's good. You know
Art,
it.
You want to do gross hospital stories?
Yeah, I'll do gross hospital
stories. Let's do gross hospital stories right now.
Right.
With a new intro.
You got to love this.
This is sexy.
Okay, one second.
It'll be sexy once you press this play.
Yeah, well, I want everybody to hear it in here, so.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for gross hospital stories with your old Uncle Zach on Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
Gotta love it.
I have to admit, I'm hard.
You like that, huh? Just for you.
Thank you.
Just to spice it up a little more, because we've got, like, I don't know, 50 gross hospital stories with that old intro, yeah. So.
Well, boys and girls, your old Uncle Dak is once again working up at a hospital.
Which is good.
It's as good. And same job, different place, different hospital. Ooh. I got a new hospital.
All new victims. The other victims didn't fare so well anyway.
And just in time, because he was kind of running out of the old growth.
Yeah, I was.
And now
I
they're back with a vengeance, with women falling, with women's intestines falling out their ass.
You just said that at the end of the interview.
Bye, Lieutenant Ranger Zombie.
No. I did mention that. I tried to keep that to myself.
Oh, and by the way, I do this radio show every Sunday and talk of my exploits of this job.
Well, your Uncle Dak got into trouble this week.
From Psycho.
Somebody kill Lieutenant Major Zombie.
No, he's gone. He's gone. He's left. Beating up the Vietnamese punk visual, which is very good. So anyway.
So I get called into the managing engineer's office. This is the guy that takes care of housekeeping and security and basically the maintenance. And he takes care of all of this. And he calls me in and he's, I'm afraid we've had a complaint against you. And I'm thinking, oh, shit.
Uh-oh. It wasn't about these Vietnamese you kicked.
No, just wait. And he says, apparently you said something a few weeks back that kind of offended a few people. And I'm thinking, oh, shit. Because when I was in the fight with those Vietnamese kids, I happened to lose my temper, and I kind of called one of them a little fucking slow.
It was the Vietnamese then.
No. This is what I'm thinking.
Oh,
and
yeah, right.
And he says, no, it happened on the. I said, well, what did I apparently say? And he said, well, on the 17th, apparently you called someone a heathen. And I'm like, what?
A heathen?
And I'm thinking about this, and all of a sudden it comes to me. I had to work St. Patrick's Day, which, in case no one knows, that's my birthday. I'm very fucking Irish, and I was born on St. Patrick's Day.
Hmm.
So normally, your Uncle Dak goes out on St. Patty's Day
and
gets
killed,
gets destroyed,
yeah,
and you know, is poured home in a wagon. And no, I've never been awake. Technically, that's true because you know.
Always use diapers on his birthday.
So I'm thinking, yeah. Oh, wait a second. Okay, so. I go into the cafeteria, on like I said, I have to work, so I go into the cafeteria, and they have Irish stew. And I'm like, okay, I'll take a bowl of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she hands it to me on a bed of rice. And I'm like, what's this? And she's, oh, it's Chinese style, you like. And I'm like, but I'm Irish. She said, no, you try it, you like. And I'm like, okay, I think you're a heathen, but... I'll try it. And she laughed, and I laughed. Now, this was a joke between two people.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was some tight ass in the cafeteria who heard me call someone a heathen and wrote me up.
These are the same people that listen to radio shows and go, oh, this is horrible stuff, and they'll listen to it for a week and gather information about it so that they can write
in. They wrote you up. Do you have their name?
No, I don't. I don't have their name,
but you should be able to face your accuser.
Yeah, exactly. I called someone as a joke. I called someone a heathen.
And in the context of a culinary dish.
Yeah, yeah.
Culinary.
The person I was dealing with was laughing. The person who was standing beside me was laughing. I was laughing. It was obviously a joke. So I say to him, I was kind of like, you know, I was just laughing with them, and they laughed with me, so I thought they took it as a sense, you know, as a joke, and they're like...
Tight ass to the side was gasping, going...
And he says, well, could you maybe tone your humor down?
Tone my humor down.
At which point I said, no, if my sense of humor at that level is a problem, you might as well just fire me now. And they're like, no, we don't want to do that. It's just that... whenever we have a problem like this, we have to discuss it.
Okay. Well, discuss this. Fuck you.
Okay, I'd like to state that was it.
Okay, was it an administrative kind of thing they had to go through?
I don't know.
Because the complaint was filed, we have to follow procedure 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah,
sir, please come in here. There was a file complaint against you. Yeah, you can leave now.
Yeah, basically, as far as I'm concerned, however, that was the death of any sense of my political correctness. It died right there, stillborn, on the fucking floor in front of me as someone said, you called somebody a heathen.
I'm sorry. That's like, wow. Somebody.
What you need to do is get a. Could you please give me a list of banned words I'm not allowed to say in the.
Oh, that'd be holy.
And the context in which and which not I'm allowed to use them.
Now that's Irish, are you? That's very Irish, are you?
Chinese style Irish too. That's wrong. Bomb. What do you say to that? No, man, you're an awesome
period.
Direct.
That's what you say to that.
So
period.
I was, I'm walking out of there, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm trying to get my brain around this, and all of a sudden it comes to me what the problem is.
What?
There are two kinds of people in the world. There's people, and there's morons. The problem is there's more morons than people. And I was trying to think, how did so many people become morons? And I thought, well...
Morons breed quicker.
No. I thought, maybe we kind of split off from some sort of past genetic root. And I realized, no, that doesn't work. And then it came to me. You see, people used to be morons, but then they became people. So people evolved from morons. So I think the only thing we can do is kill all of the morons. Kill them all. Kill
they
them
can't
all.
Breed or evolve.
Yeah, just kill all the morons.
So how do we have a moron detection? Should we have moron registration?
I realize
they
it's
have
a
to
problem.
Walk around with
a
giant M on them?
I realize it's a problem, but just wait.
Everyone walks through the natural selection zoo.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they should all just end up like they should just take all the people that are already living in Newfoundland off Newfoundland and relocate them somewhere else, and then put everybody on the island.
I don't want people from Newfoundland in my society.
We'll crowd them all into Prince Edward Island.
Can't we just gas them?
I didn't want to offend anybody, but sure.
But no, wait. You see, my plan works, because you see, if we killed all the morons, then when sometimes people act like morons, which is why you can tell they used to be morons.
And you know what? While we're waiting to gas them, we can each like tattoo them on their wrists, you know, with a special number,
so we can keep track of them.
We have the Moron Registration Act,
and they can wear little yellow M's.
I mean, it's
moron not
triangle with an M in it.
Night of the morons.
The moron is dragging the rest of us down. That's right.
It is. I mean, seriously, but it's
turning us literally into a confederacy of dunces. Read it. It's a great book.
if we kill all the morons, if people sometimes act like a moron, we could go up to them and say, you know, you're acting like a moron.
That's moron warning one.
Remember what happened to the morons? Do you want to act like a moron? They'll go, no, I don't want to act like a moron. And they'll stop being a moron.
Then turn off your left blinker.
It's been a mile.
And then otherwise you're a race traitor. No, wait, we won't use that word.
When I'm thinking of moron was on the bus yesterday, seeing like two groups of teenagers. One is a bunch of guys. They're talking about like the Star Wars premiere a few months back. They get off. They're minding their own business.
A bunch of girls
in the back of the bus going, like, how can you live like that? Like, how can you stay alive like that? Like, oh my God, take some drugs or something. I just want to turn around.
Shoot them all.
Wow.
How do you do it?
I work at this is how you gather all the morons in one place. You throw a bingo game. Bingo, big prizes.
Big prizes. That's true. Bingo attracts morons. Bingos equals morons plus plus.
Here's your towel. Showers are this way.
Don't forget to include a smoking section.
Wow.
Actually, we used to joke about that because you used to be able to smell gas coming from the building next door.
Well, that's why they put it in the showers.
And people would say, what are you trying to do, gas us out? No.
Wow.
Oh. Okay.
My brain turns to oatmeal every time I work. So.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal when you
it's
have to
deal
with
it. It's the only way you can deal with it, you know?
Well, I mean... You should have an automatic call trace if you work on any computer help desk. And people phone you and it's a moron on the other end of the line. Because you know where they are. Because they say things really intelligent like, my internet is broken. Excuse me,
oh,
sir.
I have a story.
Stay where you are.
I have a story.
Push the start button. But my screen isn't pushing in. I keep...
My personal favorite
story.
Did you hear
great
the one
moron.
That Andrew told about... He has this guy calls up. Andrew does, like, help for people that are in the...
help
for the helpless.
Yeah, basically. Real estate board, right. So somebody calls up, and they can't get their computer to work, and he's going on with all these things, and Andrew has to admit, it sounds like the guy is, like...
Got a legit problem.
That his computer is completely dead.
Yeah.
Then he mentions, or it comes out along the way, that, you know, the power's out in the house, and... for some reason the computer wasn't working.
Why didn't
either.
That backup kick in?
Well, the TV wasn't working, so he thought he'd go work on the computer, right?
You're not making
TV's
that
TV's not
up.
Going on. I think I'll go work on my computer.
You had a story, right?
I have
a moral
story. I have a story, but I have worked on my computer on the internet while the power was out. It was on a laptop, and phone lines still work.
Actually, the story Dak was telling has a good punchline, because I believe Andrew's retort was to give him the instructions of take your computer, get all the boxes it came in, put it back in the boxes, and take it back to the store you bought it from, because
or
you're too stupid to own a computer.
Or you can do the bench test. Push it off the bench. Oh, this is like somebody who's like phoning my actual number. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Do you want to be?
Absolutely.
Who is Bass?
This would be the Ace of Bass.
Hello, Ace of Bass.
Hello, Ace of Bass.
Go back to Sweden.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Where are you calling from?
We're calling from the car.
Ah, this would be my father.
This would be your dad. You got it. We got a phone finally that works in the car, man.
Yeah. Oh, is it with your headset thing?
It's with the head. Yeah, you got it.
My dad's got a Volvo with a built-in phone that works with his seat.
Wow, like, that seats don't talk much.
Like totally hands-free. Do you have to just say pick up the phone and it picks up the phone, or?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you say answer call. It answers the call. You touch nothing. You speak to a microphone that is built into your headrest.
What's it like to be rich?
Imagine using a cell phone and not
the
having
earphone is built into the headrest.
The what's built in?
Yeah, the earphone.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So.
We're totally analog, digital, and if we're dyslexic, we can just talk.
Okay.
Okay. That's great. We gotta go now.
We gotta go. We got a show to do. What else?
Love you. Bye bye.
What are you ranting about?
Everything and anything under the sun.
People who call with no relevant issues.
Yep. The whole show dedicated.
Bye-bye, Dad. We love you. Bye, Dad.
Hey, Dad. We gotta go.
Say what the hell, Dad.
Say what the hell, and we'll hang up on you.
Okay. Listen, call me tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll call you.
Have a good time tonight.
Say what the hell.
Love you, Dad.
What the hell? Rant on.
Right. Rock on.
All right. Rock on.
Rant
Dad.
On.
Yeah, rant on. Yeah. What?
My moron story. Well, my dad.
Isn't that it?
About a month ago, my dad.
Look,
son.
Segue.
I got a new calculator.
No, it's pretty cool.
It's got numbers. It's got buttons.
No, it's a pretty cool thing.
Don't look too closely at the gene pool. I just waded out of the shallow end.
No, he's got a GPS in his car and a built-in map system.
And if I had the money, I'd have a fucking better car than your dad does.
You're just jealous because your dad's got more shit than you.
I'm just jealous because his dad has more fucking money than I do.
Then you could buy the kit.
Then I could buy the fucking kit.
Anyway, I have
cult, though, and I don't need money.
I have a moron story from work. Some guy phones up, and he's not one of our customers, and he's getting this spam in his box. Tons of porn spam, right? And, well, of course, he doesn't want it.
What?
And it actually flooded his email server and shut it down. It was so bad, right? So he traced it back to an IP that belongs to where I work. And so he phones me up and says, I'm getting all this spam. Can you talk to this person who's sending me this spam? And I said, sure, we'll talk to him. Can you give the IP address and all the information that we need? And he said, yeah, here it is. And it was about a week and a half ago. And I say, well, we can't do anything about that because we only keep records for a week because we'll have, like, terabytes of information on these people, and we don't want that. So next time he does it, let us know, and we can go after him. And then he phones back, and it was too late again, and yada, yada, yada. And we could never trace him through this guy. And he says, I think it's somebody who works for me. So he brought in all the people that work for him that live in the area that we service. Right? And he scared the crap out of them, right? And I was like, you don't do that ever again, and don't be bad, and I'll fire you, and all that good stuff, right?
Wow, would I ever really fucking crank it up a notch then, man? He'd be getting like homosexual biker teddy bear porn.
He'd be getting biker teddy bear porn.
So we couldn't do anything about it. It's like, well, it's too bad, right? Because we want to do something about it. We don't want pissing people off, right? The page is running slow. Whatever. About a couple days ago, this guy comes in, and the lady at the reception goes, there's this guy, and I'm not understanding what he's saying, and he's, like, all nervous, and he's like, he needs to talk to someone, he needs to talk to you, you're more technically advanced than, well, the secretary, right? They try and handle the questions.
So, I have a problem with my email.
Yeah, basically.
Blink, blink.
So I go up and I talk to him, and I go, and he goes, well, I'm in trouble at work, and I sent a joke of the day email to my boss, and he called me into the office, and another guy in my office got pegged for it, so I'm okay, but I'm wondering if I could be traced through you guys. And
are you serious?
And I said, well. And I explained exactly how it works. And I said, well, if
because you didn't want this guy to get fucking nailed, so...
Just wait. No, it's not good. I don't like people abusing our email system to...
yeah, but fuck it. Maybe his boss is a dink.
Well, maybe his boss is a dink. But the way I talked to his boss, and he was fine. Like, yeah. It did seem
the person
like
can be fine to you because you got the power, right?
That's right.
Dinks tend to have a universal dinkness that travels across
the
boundaries.
He's right on that. There's kind of a dink stench.
There's cosmic dink happening.
So I explained to him that over 7 days we can't trace, and he said, oh, I did this about 3 weeks ago, and I haven't done anything since. I'm like half believing this guy. I'm like, oh, maybe you did only do it once. And
have
he
you
says,
made the connection at this point, though? Like,
oh, yeah, well, right away.
Okay.
It was
well,
like,
I don't know.
Ding.
You might take a lot of
I'm
calls,
like,
right? So I don't know.
Wow, is this guy stupid? So I continue on. I say, no, we can't trace you if it's been over a week. And he's like, if the cops come in, I just want to know if they get the records off you, if I'm going to be busted or not. No, I don't think you can be busted because it's been over a week and it's too late. And I didn't say that his boss phoned in or anything. Totally two separate issues. And so I go to him.
You didn't
phone
his boss, did you? Tell me.
Just wait. Rat. No, just wait. Just wait for it. So I said, well, can I get your name? Just so I can have it. He said, well, no, I don't really want to. Well, can I just have your phone number then? And he's like, oh, okay, I'll give you my phone number. And I write down the phone number and like jot. And I said, well, can I have your name too? And he's like, okay. And I jot down his name and phone number. So I'm like, perfect. Well, I told him not to do it again, too, right? It's like, don't do it again. He's like, oh, no, I'm not doing it again because I'm going to lose my job. So,
which is fair.
So I had a moral dilemma.
What moral dilemma?
No, wait till he calls again.
Did his boss offer you money to turn him in?
No.
Then fuck him. That's how that works.
So I went to my boss and said, well, do I turn him into the boss? And he goes, no, of course not. We have confidentiality agreements that we're not going to release everyone's name at a whim, right? Unless there's some court orders or police coming to our door, we're not going to give out information on our customers.
And why would you get involved in someone
else's
office politics, right? That's just not a good scene.
Right. Well, he's using us.
I don't give a flying fuck. Anybody who's jerking around their boss, I think, is
so, well, I did turn him in, but I informed his boss that we have been in contact with the guy. I didn't tell him that he came in and he totally confessed and, well, I've got his name and phone number. And no, because he wanted it. And he said, I phoned his boss. And I said, yep, we contacted him. We said him not to do it again. And if he does again, you tell us. And he said, well, can I have his name? And I said, no, we can't have his name. I can't give you his name. And he said, well, if I ask you yes or no questions, can you answer them? I'm like, no. Because he's just going to run down his list of employees. Well, is it Bob? No. Is it Bill? Yeah. Like, what the hell? Totally stupid. So that's where it sits. I put a warning in the guy's little thing saying we warned him and stuff. Don't do bad. No, I didn't rat him out.
He's sitting on a stool.
So how stupid is that? He was so worried that he was going to be caught, he went in and got caught and gave his phone number and name.
That's pretty fucking dumb.
It's pretty dumb.
Well,
I was like that when I was little. I was the biggest rat in the world. I read to my friends all the time. I didn't have friends for like a period of 2 years, and I couldn't understand why.
Really?
Speaking about that, this is coming from Tina. I know you're not overly fond of her, but at work she has...
Who's playing with their microphone? Please stop it.
I'm not moving.
Okay, do not fundle your microphone. I'm not
touching it. It's probably me. Carry on.
It sounds like...
Anyhow, Tina has a friend at work who has been trying to get into... the RCMP, and she has been trying really, really hard to do this. She, like, went and got herself worked into shape so she could run the mile in time. They tell her, you know, her eyes aren't perfect, so she goes four weeks before the final date is, and she has laser eye surgery so she can do this.
Yeah.
This is how much she wants this to happen. She goes in for her first interview, and you know, they tell her everything. She comes back into the office, and she's talking in the lunchroom with it, and she happened to meet this one cop that she has a bunch of friends that are also cops, and she happened to meet this one cop who she has heard about that apparently this guy is so much of a problem. They pulled him off the street and put him in the job desk of
desk. Job for you,
basically, of interviewing. And so she's talking to someone in the lunchroom, basically in confidentiality, about this cop. And she didn't say anything about this guy being a jerk. She just passed on the story that was passed on to her. Now, someone in her office took it upon themselves to call up the RCMP, find out who the recruiting sergeant is, and passed that she was saying this about him. Mm. Out of context, making it sound as bad as possible. Almost screwing her out of her, basically, opportunity to get into...
Someone in Tina was relaying a story.
Yeah, no, this is what Tina says. Somebody at work that works with Tina was trying to get into the RCMP, and someone else at the office where Tina works overheard the story between Bev and Tina, and passed it along in such a way that it almost screwed her out of basically getting onto the RCMP. Talking about rat bastards.
No. What does she do at work? There's a reason for this. What does she do where she works?
They work human resources.
Okay, so either one, they don't want them to lose their job, or two, it was someone that Bev fucked and they want revenge.
No, apparently it's from what I've heard about the person who did this, because they're pretty sure they know who did it. This person is one of those giant suck-ups.
So why doesn't someone beat the shit out of him with a bat?
That's what I said. Tina was actually up for it, too, but there's nothing they can do about it. And here's the best part. This person is going to be their boss for the next, like, 4 weeks.
There's an entire Maxim editorial on how to deal with people like that.
We're fine publication, Max.
Before we log out, people are saying, when's call-in time? So we're going to do call-in time for right now, one call. So
Movie Man's out of town right now. That's
here's the intro.
Welcome.
1-877-729-7268.
Have you got something you've got to get off your chest? You can call the What the Hell Show toll-free right now at 1-877-STAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268, baby.
Welcome. You know, I wanted you to come back when you weren't here for the last 3 weeks. You mentioned the Pokemon movie, and I'm kind of glad you were gone.
Because I was doing this project on Pokemon for a class on children and media. I ended up watching the Pokemon movie. It's actually two movies, and the first one has these, like, it's punctuated by these little hallucinogenic sequences of just Pokemon sort of wandering around across the screen in strange geometric patterns while muttering their names. Don't watch this movie on acid. For your own sake, please.
Wow. I would, like, fuck you for life. So, are we doing a call-in for prizes this week or what?
No prizes this week.
Sorry, no.
Well, we'll set something up next week. Just somebody call in about something and...
Yeah, when's call-in time?
We have time for one caller.
So who's it going to be?
Who's it going to be?
It's toll-free. How long does it take you to dial a bloody phone, people?
Maybe nobody's got an idea.
Well, there's a 20-second delay between the little intro and stuff.
That's true. We're probably waiting right now. But everyone who wants to get involved with Cult, now's a good time to plug Cult.
Yeah.
If you want to get involved with Cult and get along more involved with the online community and the community we're trying to build, please contact Kennedy at rantradio.com. That's Kennedy@rantradio.com. And I will be able to get your email back to you. We'll be able to talk about it and get it going on. All right, so who is going to call in? Let's talk about something that...
There we go. Somebody's calling in. As long as it's not Mike from... Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
It's Mexican.
Mexican. Hello, Mexican. You are a new listener. You are, new listener to this show, I think. And you're in B.C., right?
Sure am.
Excellent.
Where in B.C. are you?
I'm in Fort St. John.
Ouch.
We pray for you now and at the hour of your death.
Well, it's not that bad. There's 5 strip clubs up here.
Oh, okay, that's better.
Okay. He invited us all up for free beer and women.
Yeah.
Wow, all the comforts of
all three of them.
How are you able to get
I
a free
used to
beer
live up
beer?
There.
Shut up. How are you all? How are you able to pay for free beer and women?
Because I'm one of those highly paid computer techs up here. Like, actually, computer tech works in Fort St. John doesn't pay worth a shit. So, if anyone wants to go up north and look for work for computer work, don't. The only money that's out here is in the oil patch.
No kidding. I did that one for 2 years.
Wait, did you do computer work up here too, or are you out in the oil patch?
No, I was out in the oil patch. I was an emergency medical technician up there for about 2 years.
Hence why his name is Medic.
Ah, cool.
So if you're ever come down to the Vancouver area on a Sunday night, you can. We can't promise free beer and women. Maybe some Dr. Pepper, but.
Ooh, Dr. Pepper.
There you go. So you can drop by the Rant Studio.
Where is the Rant Studio?
It's in. It's in Langley, BC.
It's in Langley,
okay.
Somewhere.
It's not Fort Langley, is it?
No, that's not the place. That's
where beer steers and queers hang out. We don't.
No, it's not the Fort Langley place. We're in Langley.
There then. Okay.
So, did you have anything to say or rant about, or,
I'd like to rant about a guy named Terry Cooksey. He's a complete fucking idiot. He lives in Jonesboro, Arkansas. He's legendary. He thinks he's Jesus Christ.
Does he?
Does he have a webpage?
He used to. It's www.cooksey.net. Dan Dude, who's sitting in Rant Radio right now, he might know the URL for his current page, but the guy's a complete wazock. He's well known all over the world for being a complete idiot.
Okay. Well, if anybody has a URL, put it up in the IRC, and everybody can determine for themselves whether he's a big idiot.
I sent you guys an MP3 by email to info@rantradio.com. If you check it out, you can hear for yourself some of the highlights of how special this guy is.
Sure. It's better to upload it to the FTP site, because email's a shitty way to send data.
Well, how long are you guys on the air till on Sundays?
11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Well, that's your time zone. We're just about off the air right now. We just took one call because people were complaining. Well, when's calling?
Where's it going?
Yeah, then nobody called in, so I just hung up and called.
Right. Well, it's toll free. Before we had the toll free, it's like everyone was phoning all the bloody time, and now we got toll free. They're all scared or something. I don't know what their problem is.
Okay. Well, I've mailed. Go now. So.
Okay. Well,
hey, what the hell?
Hey, what the hell? We'll hang up on you and listen next week.
Hey, what the hell?
All right. Thank you to our new listener, Maxicon. So we're going to go around the IRC and look at all these people we have in the IRC this week. This is totally awesome.
Well,
so tell your enemies, tell your friends.
Yes,
if you like it, tell your friends. If you hated it, tell your enemies.
Quick note to Fork. Yes, I know. Cough, roster, cough. Yes, okay. What it is, the roster is going to be put on the webpage. I already mentioned that. You're probably banned during that sequence.
Well, that mean he couldn't listen in.
So what, are you not listening? No, seriously. The roster, the cult roster, is going to be going up on the page. It is coming around. Give me a break, man. I'm one guy. Fuck, I've got to do all these rants.
It does not
the
work.
Goddamn page. I'm doing all this shit.
The 1-800 number does not work.
Well, people can get through on it. I don't know what your bloody problem is.
Anyway, the show's over. Too bad you lost.
Okay. Let's say goodnight to everybody from around the room here.
So we'll say goodbye. Then we're going
to
say goodbye.
Oh, no, to the IRC first.
We'll do the IRC first. Thank you very much. It's been the fullest we've ever had it tonight.
Yes,
it's been awesome.
Very cool show.
Later, Info Loop, Brenner, Buck Ace.
Capone X, right at the top.
Oh, sorry. Capone
thank
X.
You for being our IRC cop.
Yeah.
You will
thank
be it next week.
Thank you for being our IRC Nazi.
We need it now because we're
gargoyle,
that big.
Gargoyle, Capone X, you are the fucking shit. Of course, he's a gargoyle. It's not what you knew, it's when you knew it. Gargoyle Sim, of course. Gargoyle Capone X. Infoloop, Brenner, Buck Aches, Dan Dude, Emperor Chang. Still funny, still sarcastic, and still silent. Still haven't heard from him. False Sequence. False Sec and False Sequence. FT Fourier. Flesh Tripper Rooster. Flesh Tripper Fourier. Good to see you. Glad you're getting back. Hopefully everything's going good in Chicago.
Gargoyle Josh K.
Gargoyle Josh K. Gargoyle Mr. Echo. Hungan Midget. Love that Nixter. You know I love to love you, Nixter. Oh, yes, Nixter. Max yeah. Icon. Nomad. Smokehouse, who is the shit. You know he's good.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite Gimp, OX64, Prophet 4K, Prophet Chasbord, Sexy Geeks, Skycock, Spidey, 999, and Black Eagle.
A whole bunch of new names. Spidey 999, Black Eagle, Skycut, Sexy Greek. Excellent.
And the Glenn Gargoyle is watching, ever present, ever there.
And if anyone over in Jersey is still listening to us at this time,
you.
Die.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you go play hide and go fuck yourself?
Damn straight.
Okay.
So tune in. 6 days, 22 hours.
Going around the room. Going around the room. Say a quick goodbye.
Yep. This is goodbye from Sumerian.
This is goodbye from your old Uncle Dak.
Old.
Goodbye. Get up.
And goodbye from Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
Goodbye from the medic.
Goodbye from the girl on the left.
Goodbye from Porn on Beta.
No, and here it comes. Take your headphones off. You're hard. You're hard.
No, I have the control. I turn it down. He's only destroying his own mic. Not mine. Not my speakers.
I have a foamy.
That's why you have the foamy. So you don't get the spit on it.
That's really nice.
My
that is. All right.
You know, spit you have to worry
so
about.
Thanks
it's a
much.
Piece
the show
of
was
long.
Really great tonight. I'm sorry
great
the content
show.
Was kind of lacking, and sorry about that fucking dink in Jersey, but hey.
We kicked his ass,
we
and we will
ass.
Get
you
his phone
what?
Number, and we're going to... Or maybe we'll give it out to everyone on the IRC so they can phone him up and talk
oh,
with him, have a little chat with
say,
him.
Say, hey, why don't you go fuck yourself, you little poser.
Yeah, and I'm sure his parents will love that.
Oh, yeah. And then
oh,
we'll
yeah,
send
it's
him 54 pounds of mail a day.
Oh, yeah, we'll sign him up for a lot of magazines and, you
that'll
know, Max,
call me
Maxim
later.
And, yeah, all those biker tattoo magazines. He'll like it.
He'll
like
he'll
it,
like it
well, a lot.
We'll put him up for
hey, there's a new sexual trend. They're called pony girls. Have you heard about these?
No.
They're
no.
women who like to be ridden like horses. Not sexually, actually ridden around like a horse with a saddle and a bridle.
That's great.
How does this relate?
I was thinking of magazines
like that.
Magazines about that.
Oh, sure. Sign him up.
I'd rather sign him up for, like, gay biker mags and, shit and put his name in them and stuff. Anyway.
How about we take out a loan in his name from a loan shark in New Jersey?
Hey. I like oh. it.
So, plotting end of destruction. This is What the Hell. We'll see y'all later.
6 days, 22 hours.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.